Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Take you home, man. You were out of it, man.
better than that. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal a hubcap off the car.
What you talking about? His batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen.
And I say, here comes the fun.
Hey, Bird, what corner was you coming today?
That's just the last.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is, what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
my man. I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm gonna tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop, well,
see,
he was all right.
Pop was, a lot of bad
Pop was hanging out, you know.
Yeah, hanging out. I think Pop was drinking more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right over with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up. Lip balls all on them.
Hey, son. I thought when your mom cooked them good home-cooked bits today.
The green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
All right, guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Ancestral Tea. This is Hanson Awareness Radio, and this podcast is Ancestral Tea. As many of you guys know, on this calendar, it is Halloween, and I'm doing something a little different this year because as I'm starting to become more aware of enhancing my own awareness, right? You know, we've done a podcast in the past about Halloween and the breakdown of Halloween. And I think we did one featuring Bobby Hemmett. And he broke it down and the ancestral realm and death. And, you know, as I understand that the veil is thinning, real thin around this time where you can connect with your ancestors. So this one is dedicated to my Gigi, my grandmother, Catherine Mask. What I am pulling today, you guys, is just there is a lot of energy harvesting going on, and I think that it's really really keen or key, if you will, to, you know, be aware. You know what I mean? Be aware that this time, they say Halloween is a satanic day, although I don't feel that. You know, many of us have to look at it in that perspective. You know, I think that a perspective of honoring our ancestors versus, you know, looking at it as a low vibrational thing to where, you know, your energy may be harvested, protect your energy and all that. Yeah, yeah, all that is true. Although I just wanted to pull, I think I'm going to pull three from Shavi Zane, two or three from Shavi Zane. Shout out to her. Thank you so much for, I hope she doesn't mind me taking her content as far as using it as a educational tool. But what I have done, you guys, is I have put her link to go subscribe to her channel. I definitely encourage you guys to subscribe first and also catch up on some of the content, you guys, because, I mean, she was following, doing what, you know, her intuition tells her to do, and that's, you know, to those ears that can hear, that get on frequency, you know, we are able to hear her messages, you guys. So please, I'm coming to book a session with her, but you guys, I think that you will love her channel. So the YouTube link to subscribe to her channel is in the show notes, guys. So please be sure to go to her, listen to her content, as well as booking a reading with her. So we're going to go ahead and get right into it, you guys. And like I said, last week, there was emotional manipulation seems to be at an all-time high. And I noticed that the hidden hand is no longer hidden. And I just was very key and aware of just the agenda. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's like this. It seems to be this agenda of keeping the mass of people on this low vibration. There was the distractions of Kanye West and all this stuff. And I'm like, man, there are so many distractions and really not enough awareness of, you know, connecting back to the inner you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what this ancestral tea is about. It's about the awareness of what may be going on behind the curtain. And let's just see what Shabby Zane has to say. I'll be back to talk periodically through the podcast. And of course, you guys know I'll be back to close out. All right.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? So my name is Shabby Zane, for those of you who don't know. So I started off playing this song right here because this particular song has been in my head today, and I haven't heard it in over a year. So for this song to come on, it automatically put me in the mind of right now it's time to focus on me. And so when I was thinking about the message that needs to be brought to those of you who are drawn to my channel, the focus right now should be on you. You want to put strong emphasis on self right now. Is that selfish? I wouldn't say so, because you might find that for a long time, maybe even too long, you've been putting your focus in on others. And it has left you feeling slightly depleted. Maybe you wasn't getting the reciprocity that you needed from others, but you found yourself pouring and pouring and pouring, but not filling up your own cup. So this message tonight is specifically for those of you who find yourself in a space where you might be kind of low vibrational, or where you're needing to pick yourself back up, or where For those of you who might even have blockages in certain areas of your life, and you can't quite figure out how to get past certain milestones. You feel like certain doors have been shut, and you want to get an idea of what is causing the blockages. So this particular message, my desire is to look into the cards, pick up on the energy of where these blockages are coming from, and what can be done to remove these blockages. And I would also like for us as a collective body, for those of you who are awakened, to do this in unison, meaning when you get ready to write, burn, and release, because you all know I'm big on writing, burning, and releasing, and also lighting candles. I would like for us to come together as a collective to do it on behalf of not just ourselves, but the collective body. Okay, so I know this is about focusing in on self, but I feel like it'll be much more powerful if we include others that support us while they are also including us. So it's like we're all working to assist one another. So generally when I do a writing, burning, and release, it'll start off with I destroy and I release all blockages, and then we have a list, okay? But this time I would like to say, on behalf of myself and all who support me in love, I destroy and I release XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through using the cards. We're going to check and see what's the current energy, what these blockages might look like for the collective, for those of you who are joining at this time, and ways that we can clear it out together. Okay. So this is us pouring back into ourselves or getting that reciprocity that you might not have gotten from those people that's in your intimate circle. But we are creating our own space here on this channel, okay? I noticed that many of you tend to support one another. And so, you know, I just want to do this as a collective body. And if you're in, just, you know, put it in the comments below. Say I'm in so that we can know who we're supporting and who's also supporting us when we do this particular ritual to destroy and release and also to create on a candle. So let's just see. First card coming out. Look at this. It's the Tower. And right at the bottom of the deck, we have the Eight of Swords. So there's definitely this energy of being stuck in your head or some sort of tower moment that has happened that you find yourself really thinking hard about, okay? So something might have come down in your life unexpectedly. It could have been a breakdown of a relationship, an old job, you know, a job that you might have lost, maybe financial issues, health issues, whatever the case may be. Whatever this tower is, you might be really overthinking and feeling stuck. So the whole purpose of this message is to help you to get unstuck, okay? So let me just see if I can get an understanding of what this tower is. So for some of you, it deals with others, okay? People outside of yourself, third-party situations, Three of Pentacles in reverse. Something about no longer working with someone else, no longer collaborating with someone else. Like I said, for some of you, you might have lost a job. For others of you, it could have been like a family unit where it might have been, you know, father, mother, child, or whatever your family unit looked like that is no longer in alignment or balanced, okay? You might not be working well together. Something came down about, you know, that situation came down because I just don't feel like something was working out there. The Magician is in the reverse. So this is manipulation, okay? This is manipulation. I mean, it could be energetic manipulation that's coming from an outside source. But let me see, why is the Magician in the reverse? Because I never liked that card in the reverse, okay? It could indicate like spell work is being done towards you to cause these power moments in your life. Look at that, Seven of Swords. So the Magician is in reverse because there may be someone around you who is being very deceptive, okay? Definitely manipulating a situation and doing spell work against you to create tower moments in your life and to keep you stuck mentally or feeling like you can't move, feeling as if you're trapped in the situation, creating an illusion, though, because you can see in this card that it is an illusion. Based on her reality, she's not really trapped, but when she looks at the situation from a narrow perspective, she definitely feels like she's trapped or surrounded by a lower vibrational energy that she can't get herself out of. And so this tower moment was largely due to manipulation. For many of you, energetic manipulation. So it is going to be very important to do a writing, burning, and releasing. I destroy, on behalf of myself and those who support me, I destroy and I release all dark magic, all spell work, all energetic manipulation, all evil eye. All blockages that are sent towards myself and those who support me in spirit and in flesh, and you burn it, okay?
Was today years old when I found the hour?
That's one of them that has come forward. So whichever one you feel guided to do specifically, you know, you don't have to say it, but just whichever one you feel guided to do, the more that we work together on this, the more that we can actually help to, lift this energy off of others as well, you know, as a collective body. It's much more powerful when we do it that way. Some of you might be taking financial losses as a result of this, but it's definitely this energy of being stuck. And there is definitely an outside source that is contributing to these situations that are occurring in your life right now. The Wheel of Fortune is here. So I definitely feel that this cycle is getting ready to close out, you know, in spite of what's going on. It was destined for this situation to come down. Even if you say, okay, well, there's outside influence, there's some sort of energetic manipulation or someone that's doing spell work or whatever the case may be, it's not that it wasn't meant for you to actually move into a new cycle at this point in your life because you are. Okay, so these things were destined to happen. This tower was destined to come down in spite of others having their hand in it. They're going to receive their own karma. But this is actually taking you towards a much better place, because if you look at these two cards, this woman here that's on this wheel, she's free. You know, she's happy. She's light in her energy. Whereas this person here, whether you're male or female, this person here is stuck, mentally trapped and feeling as if they're not free. You know, buying into the illusion. But here, you stand tall and strong, you're smiling, you're happy, and a new cycle is beginning. Destiny, this is actually catapulting you towards your destiny, okay? So now, Two of Swords is here. Some of you might be at a crossroads trying to make a decision, trying to make a decision to figure out which direction you should go in. Maybe it's because there's this energy of not being able to fully see what's happening around you. You don't really understand why these changes are taking place, okay? And so in this energy of feeling stuck or mentally trapped about what's happening on the surface, it's leaving you in this energy of being at a crossroads, just really feeling like, well, I don't know which direction to go. Maybe even not wanting to face the reality of what's happening around you. There are a lot of black birds here that's hovering over this, somebody wants to also block your throat chakra, keep you from communicating openly, because the Swords does deal with communication, but when you're not able to see things clearly, then sometimes you can end up, you know, maybe miscommunicating your truth or not knowing what to say at all, because there's an understanding that it's like you're lacking an understanding concerning what's happening in your situation. And so these blackbirds definitely indicate that there is some energy that's hovering, because someone is actually bringing that energy to you, okay? You see it's in this person's bag. They carry this, and they're out to create some sort of deception, some sort of illusion, and they're doing it behind, you know, in the dark, okay? And so this is where you want to do what's necessary to not look at your situation from the surface. You want to rise above it and see it from a higher perspective using your spiritual eyes. That way, you're not confused. That way, you can make a clear-cut decision that is not based on illusions or based on someone else's energetic manipulation of the situation, okay? You want to see it from its full, you know, from the real reality, which is the spiritual nature first, as above, so below. So what's created in the spiritual realm is there's a mirror reflection of it in the physical. So you want to see it from the spiritual perspective. So you have the Queen of Pentacles here with the Page of Wands at the bottom of the deck. I definitely feel like many of you, this new cycle that you're moving into is going to take you out of lack. So if you've taken a lot of financial losses lately, this cycle that you're headed towards is taking you out of lack. Maybe you have a new spark, a new creative idea, something that you're very excited about. Maybe you're excitedly moving towards someone where the two of you will be able to create abundance together, or someone is coming towards you. Whatever this is good news. And it definitely provides security. You feel very stable, protected. It feels like a very solid foundation that's being created here. And so it's something to be excited about, okay? So if you're currently in the energy where, like, let's just say the tower just happened. You just went through a storm. Changes just happened in your life, and you just like, oh, it just has you down, or you just feel mentally stuck about it. Just know that this is only a snapshot moment of your life, and that you're getting ready. These things are happening because there's really good things that you're getting ready to move towards. So being intentional about clearing that energy out of your mind and your spiritual space is very important. So I feel like this Queen of Swords in the reverse, this is definitely someone who's disappointed in a situation. They may not be very happy right now. Ace of Pentacles in the reverse, because they feel that they have missed out on an opportunity. Now, I am picking up in terms of like this deceptive energy. It's a lot of swords that's coming out here. So you could very well have someone in your life who is a Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, who might be doing this energetic manipulation against you to keep you confused so that you don't make a decision to move ahead and to jump off of this karmic cycle that you've been on. They want you to miss this opportunity because they feel like they've missed an opportunity with you. Like I said, whether this is a partnership, a friendship, whether this is a business partnership, whatever the case may be, this person is angry and they're very guarded. Their heart chakra is blocked. And so I feel like this is them being sneaky, you know, Seven of Swords, another Swords card, to energetic manipulation or maybe to do some spell work against you so that you stay in this energy of being at a crossroads so that you cannot see your way forward when it's time for you to jump off of that past karmic cycle and move to a new direction, move towards your destiny, because this is a card of destiny, okay? And so either way, I see you moving forward, Six of Swords. I do see you in this energy of maybe carrying some of that mental, like that overthinking energy with you as you move forward, but it is taking you towards calmer waters. It is taking you towards more leveled ground, okay? So you might have come out of like a very turbulent space emotionally where the wave was really high, but as you continue to move forward away from the past, it's going to definitely allow you to smooth your emotions out. So let me see. I'm going to pick one more from here, and I'm going to move on to my other deck. Of course, if you all want a private reading, you can always email me. If you want to order my body oils or my hair oils, email me. And also, if you'd like to donate to my channel, check the description box. So many of you have new love or a new opportunity that's coming towards you that's going to be very emotionally fulfilling. This could also be you practicing self-love, okay? Nurturing yourself, knowing your own self-value. So your heart chakra, you know, doing the work to mend your heart chakra and to be more open so that you can attract to you all of those things that you have been praying for. Yeah, you are having, a lot of you are having new love that's coming towards you, okay? So with this Two of Cups and this Ace of Cups, I feel like there's an energy with the Tower coming down. Some of you have ended a relationship that was not built on a solid foundation. And this person that you're walking away from may have been doing some spell work against you or doing something energetically to manipulate so that you would stay at a crossroads in terms of whether or not you should walk away from them and move towards this new opportunity. Okay, I'm getting a lot of Cups energy coming out now. So it could be someone who is water sign energy, or they could just be in that water energy, okay? They can either be a Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio, or they could just be functioning from a space of love where they're just emotionally available and open and they know how they feel about you. You know how you feel about them. So it could be this energy of, okay, I have this new exciting opportunity to move towards something that's more stable, that's more solid, to move towards someone who is grounded, who practices self-love, who knows their own value, and who has created their own security and a foundation for themselves that's immovable. And so you're moving away from an energy that was very toxic in nature, okay? And someone who you could not work well with, okay? You might have had children with this person, but the fact of the matter is, it just wasn't working out. And for this person, it is a missed opportunity. I feel like you were a gift to them. And they had an opportunity to work with you, but there was some sort of opposition that they had. And so now they're seeing you move into a new direction. They recognize that you're pulling away from them. I feel like you've been pulling away from them emotionally. Maybe some of you are limiting your communication with these people. Like I said, it doesn't have to just be love, but I'm picking up a strong energy of love here. So that could be for the majority of you. But, you know, everyone is different. So just take the message how it resonates. And if it doesn't resonate with you at all, then just come back for a message that does, okay? So I am picking up, you're moving into a really good direction and that there is an energy that does not want to see that happen, okay? So if you've been trying to figure out, okay, well, why does my energy feel low? Why am I you know, feeling like I'm in a stuck energy or like I'm at a crossroads and I just don't know what to do, it's because of that. So that's why you definitely want to do the writing, burning, and releasing to clear out all spell work, dark magic, energetic manipulation, blockages, illusions that are being created in you, all of that. Write it down and burn it. In spirit and in flesh, you write that at the end and you burn it. One more card here. Yeah, the moon is in a reverse, so it's going to be revealed to you. The truth is being shown to you so that you can come out of this energy. If you've been having sleepless nights or you've been overthinking and you've been stressed out and you just have this really dark energy that's been hovering around you, like the same theme is coming out in many of these cards, okay? The color red is also showing up strongly here, so I feel like the root chakra has been... The energetic manipulation or the spell work was directly targeted towards your root chakra. So if you felt this energy of fear or lack of security or really feeling as if you had to be overly focused in on your security for whatever reason, lack mentality, like I said, fear, these things is what the spell work was doing, okay? It was directly targeted towards that specific energy or to help to create that energy. And so I feel like the lesson in all of this is that you still needed to do work on your root chakra. You still needed to do work to heal your root chakra so that whoever tries to manipulate from the outside, the energy that they're sending to you will not touch you. It's going to ricochet off of you because your aura field is so light, okay? And it's going to go back to them just naturally because you've done the work to heal your root chakra. Or any other chakra for that matter. But I feel like this was definitely someone who knew you personally, because by them knowing your own vices or your own fears, by them knowing these things about you, they was able to use that against you to manipulate you energetically, to keep you stuck and bound to them in spite of the fact that the tower had already come down on this situation. For some of you, this has happened, it's currently happening, or it's going to happen in the future. So I would just say work on your root chakra, getting out into nature, drinking green smoothies, listening to certain frequencies for the root chakra, wearing the color red, meditating on the color red, writing, burning, and releasing anything that's related to fear. I destroy and I release all fears known and unknown in spirit and in flesh. Burn that. Then you go and light you a candle that's red. And get you a permanent marker and write on the glass of that candle and say, I am courageous. I am infinitely abundant. Everything that I need is readily available to me when I need it. I am courageous. I am powerful. I am strong. I have a solid foundation that is immovable in spirit and in flesh. And let that candle burn. Call on your spiritual team when you're burning things, and call on your spiritual team when you're writing to create things, like when you're writing on your candle or if you're just writing things out in general. Make sure that you're communicating with your spiritual team so that they can be intentional about helping you, okay? And always show gratitude and give thanks to the Most High God for giving you the authority and the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about what was happening in the dark, because this moon is here in the reverse, which shows you that what was hidden from you, which you could not see clearly because you were blindfolded to it, this deceptive energy that was around you, you couldn't see it clearly, because this person was creating illusions in the dark, okay? And they was hiding their hand. So now this moon, they can't hide anymore, okay? Everything that they was doing behind your back is now coming to light. And this could be you just having a revelation about it. They may not come out and tell you what they was doing. More than likely they won't. But the Most High God and your spiritual team has a way of alerting you of certain things, okay? And so you could have been seeing synchronistic numbers that was coming out a lot. Me personally, the number 1111 has been very strong in my energy lately. So I'm very well aware that there is a new beginning that is happening for myself. But I feel like for the collective who have been doing the work, there's a new beginning that's happening for you all too. And this definitely deals with a lot of you just new opportunities, financial opportunities, new creative ideas that you're getting ready to embark on. And, of course, new love that's coming in that's going to be very powerful, a strong soulmate energy that is coming towards you. So this is where you want to come out of that energy of being stuck in the past. Because as long as you're stuck in the past, you won't take the leap of faith, because a part of you is still going to be getting pulled into the opposite direction, you know, to turn back around from something that you've already been shown that you need to clear out. So let me see. You have here emotional loss. So there is, look at this, and right at the bottom of the deck I have leave the past behind, okay? So there is this energy of maybe feeling like, okay, it hurts to walk away from the past. That could be what you're going through. We have a lot of cards where it's like this mental anguish of being stuck in your head or losing sleep or overthinking. It could be it's like, okay, this tower has come down, and now you're facing the reality of having to really continue to move ahead and to not look back. But I feel like it hurts more because you recognize that turning back to this person is going to bring a certain energy that you've outgrown, and you know it's going to bring certain blockages in your life that you just don't want to have to deal with. You don't want to create that. You don't want to get back on a karmic cycle of negative situations or lessons having to be learned, to taking losses and all of these things over again. You don't want to take that. You don't want to go through those lessons again, okay? You've already gone through that chapter of your life, and you want to move forward. And so it could be that emotionally you're going through some changes because you know you have to leave this person behind. It could also be that you're picking up on the energy of this person that you're walking away from, because right now I feel like they're very focused in on the negative aspect of things, okay? Still sitting in a very dark energy. And they're watching you walk away. They can feel you energetically pulling away. And so I feel like it's almost like they're willing to do anything to keep you from embarking on this new path. And so, like I said, for some of them, that includes doing spell work. Okay, you have here, nothing is yet set in stone. So I feel like this just means that things have not been solidified. Maybe there is this energy of you still holding on to the past for whatever reason. And so you want to do what's necessary to cut the lines of communication, or to cut this person energetically out of your life so that you can receive what is destined for you to receive, okay, in this season. So spiritual strength is at the bottom of the deck. It's showing me that you're going to need to do the spiritual work. So like I said, writing, burning, and releasing, saying your affirmations, lighting your candle, working with your spiritual team. This is going to help you to close out this cycle with the number 9 here, because that shows a completion of cycles, okay? And so it's not set in stone yet, largely because some of you might not be able to see it from a spiritual perspective just yet. Maybe that moon has not been, that what was hidden in the dark has not been revealed to you yet. So you haven't exactly done the work because you don't really see where the blockages are coming from. You don't really see where this negative energy is coming from. But maybe in this message, this will bring you the clarity that you need. Maybe your intuition was already telling you, okay, this is what's happening. And so you might have needed to hear this message to say, okay, now I can be more proactive in clearing this energy out, because now I have an understanding of the direction of where it's coming from. So you have abundance right behind this, which shows me, yeah, you're going to be successful, okay? You're going to move towards abundance. Your harvest is plentiful. And I feel like certain people had to be cut out of your life in this season because they're not supposed to go with you when you receive this harvest, okay? We've done quite a few messages in regards to the karmics. And so, yeah, throat chakra is here. Something about communication, opening up your throat chakra so that you can speak openly. And to speak your truth, that's very important right now. The number 5 is coming out quite often. So if you've been seeing 555, or if you just notice a lot of changes that have been happening in your life, it's because these are destined changes right now. And so speaking your truth doesn't just consist of you communicating with those people that are in your life, but it also consists of the messages that you are communicating out into the universe. What are you communicating through your thoughts, through your emotions, through the words that you speak? What are you communicating, okay? What is the dominant energy that you're projecting out there? So you want to definitely be cognizant of that. But it's also showing me that there is some communication that is needed at this time, whether it is you communicating with the person that you desire to have in your life and taking action towards them, or you communicating your truth to the person that you know you need to leave behind, people, or places, things, whatever it is that you know you need to leave behind, and coming into seeing it clearly, okay, facing the truth about that and speaking openly about it so that you're not suppressing it, and so that you can create the closure that you need, or even give someone else the closure that they need, so that they can do the work to heal and also move towards their blessings if it's meant for them to receive it in this lifetime. I just feel like some of you, many of you have outgrown some of these connections, okay? And so it's your time to move forward and to receive the harvest and the things that you have been planting seeds towards. And so I just feel like cutting that cord might be somewhat difficult. And so you want to really turn within so that you can recognize where that is coming from. You have here, clear your mind, okay? So yeah, you had a lot of swords cards coming out from the other deck, which indicates that mentally, just feeling mentally trapped, overthinking, sleepless nights. You want to be intentional about clearing your mind. So you could write, burn and release. I destroy and I release all thoughts that does not serve my highest good in spirit and in flesh, and burn that. And then you can light you a blue candle, which is in alignment with your thoughts, okay, and your communication. And let me write on it, my thoughts, the words that I speak, and the energy that I project is in alignment with my destiny and with my divine purpose. You can do something like that. Forgiveness is coming out in the reverse, so I do feel like that's definitely necessary in order for you to receive what is inherently yours, largely because unforgiveness creates a blocked heart chakra. I'm sorry, y'all. I got somebody that's calling my phone, and so it's interrupting my message. But unforgiveness creates a blocked heart chakra, and if your heart chakra is blocked, that's the magnetic frequency. That's how you attract things to you when you're projecting the energy of love. And so working on forgiveness, write down, I destroy and I release all unforgiveness, known and unknown, in spirit and in flesh, and then burn it. Then you get you a green candle, which is in alignment with the heart chakra, and right on there, I forgive in spirit and in flesh, and let that burn through, okay? So then you have here, think it through. So a lot of thinking. Gemini energy is coming out strong here. I got two Gemini cards that have come out back to back, as well as like the throat chakra energy and all of those swords cards. So it's just showing me that if you're not a Gemini, it's just this energy of going within, really thinking about what you're doing, really analyzing it, like I said, not on the surface, but from a higher perspective, and then you will understand why things are unfolding the way that they are on the surface or externally to you in your physical life, okay? You have here stand your ground, but it's coming out in the reverse, so there is this energy of either just knowing when to fight a battle and when to just step back and just allow the situation to play out naturally, okay? Knowing when it's your battle to fight and when it's not, okay? Or knowing when to come out of this energy of being defensive and knowing when to stand your ground. I feel like thinking it through, being very clear about it, okay? Because you don't want someone else's person here. That Queen of Swords in reverse is very angry. They're very manipulative, and they'll do anything to win at all costs. Queen doesn't mean that it's a male or female. It can be either one, okay? And so I feel like whoever that person is that you have that tower moment with, they're ready. They're coming in with whatever energy they can to keep you in a low vibrational state. And as long as you're in a low vibrational state, you're angry, you're disappointed, you're bitter, you're in this energy of unforgiveness, then spell work can work. Spell work can definitely be very effective against you. And so these are things that you want to be clear about, okay? And so this is why you want to stay in a light energy. This is why you want to stay highly vibrational. This is why you want to maintain that direct divine connection to the Most High and your spiritual team. And this is why you want to stay internally balanced at all times. So know when to stand your ground and when to just say, you know what, this is not my fight. I'm just going to let you do what you do over there, because it's not a fight if you ain't swinging, okay? So you have your intuition. Listen to your intuition when it comes to these things. Go within, turn within, because there you're going to receive a lot of very clear messages in terms of what this means, why these things are unfolding the way that they are. Her eyes are closed in this picture, so that's showing you that she's not looking at this situation through her natural eyes. Don't look at it through your natural eyes. Look at it through your spiritual eyes, and it'll make it that much easier for you to continue to move ahead in the way, in the direction that your spiritual team is guiding you to go. It's your destiny to close out that past chapter. And that's why you might find that the longer that you hold on, the more power moments that keep happening back to back to back to back, because they was only meant to be in your life for a season. And like I said, your harvest is ready. It's ready for you. It's that new love, that real love, that soulmate, they're ready for you. But you have to be ready to receive it. And so it's just a fair warning for those of you who might feel tempted to go back to the past. Just know that the tower is going to come down again. Especially if you know that that person is not doing the work to heal themselves, which I don't see that here, because anytime you're doing energetic manipulation against a person to keep them stuck and bound to you, then that means that they have a lot of work to do and a lot of karmic lessons that they have to play out as a result of the measures that they are using to keep you stuck or to keep you bound and chained to them. It's like, I'm surprised the devil card didn't come out, because that's what I'm picking up on. It's like that low vibrational devil energy, okay? So listen to your intuition in regards to that, okay? So I'm going to take one more card from here. Look at this, another Gemini card, okay? This says the answers you need are coming. So again, the clarity that you need is going to come to you, whether you get direct, straightforward communication from someone. I feel like most of this information, though, is going to come from your intuition, your inner knowing, okay? It's going to be made very clear to you in terms of what this is all about. So just know that if you're stuck and you're confused, the answers you need are coming. And again, it's also indicating working on your throat chakra, because some of you are in a position where you need to openly communicate your truth, whether it's, like I said, to the person that you're walking away from or to the person that you want to go towards, because the more that you continue to suppress your truth, suppressing your truth is also very low vibrational, because it keeps you in this energy of feeling guilt or burdened or weighed down. It's like a very heavy energy. So anything that's heavy is going to keep you low vibrational. And so when you're suppressing your truth, then you also become susceptible to energetic manipulation by those people who choose to operate from a space of darkness and doing spell work and dark magic. Like I said, it doesn't mean that they're not going to receive their karma, because it's going to hit them strong and hard, especially when you balance out your energy, because nothing goes out void. And so they're sending it towards you. And right now, or for a time in your life, it was actually effective against you, because you were in the state of mind that was conducive to receiving that type of energy. But the moment that you balance yourself out and you pick yourself back up and you use the spiritual tools that you are aware of to balance yourself back out and to heal yourself, that's when, okay, they keep on doing it. At that point, they find it's not touching you. So what happens, again, is it goes right back to them. Automatic return to sender, okay? So being aware of this is very important. I'm going to pull from another deck before I close out. I don't want to make this message too long. But for those of you who have stuck it out, shout out to y'all. So these messages here are, I made these cards specifically for the chakras, but I also have in here just messages. So whatever message resonates with you, these are also things that you can be intentional about writing, burning, and releasing. This is going to give us some clarity in terms of what these blockages are, whether these blockages was created in your adult life or whether they was created in your childhood. Just as long as you're intentional about clearing them out, some of them was created in your past life and you're like, well, this didn't happen in this lifetime. Sometimes it wasn't this lifetime. It was past life energy that you carried into this lifetime. So right now we have not good or smart enough. So it's something about the root chakra where you might not feel like you're good enough or smart enough, whether it's good enough for a position, good enough to become an entrepreneur, good enough to attract or to be with a certain person, good enough to, you know, whatever the case may be, something about you needing to work on that. And it started with your root chakra. So not feeling like you're not smart or good enough is also an energy that comes from the sacral chakra as well, because that will create an insecurity, okay? And so insecurity, generally, when you have a blocked sacral chakra, what happens? You end up having codependency. So that leads me to what's at the bottom of this deck, which says attracts codependent partners. So you may have attracted people to you who are very codependent, whether they are codependent emotionally, whether they are codependent where they have addictions like substance abuse, alcohol, drugs, gambling, sex, pornography, overeating, shopping, whatever the case may be, cigarettes, then you end up attracting people to you who are codependent in their energy. Like I said, they could be codependent on you emotionally if they don't have any of those other characteristics, okay? And so this energy of not being smart or good enough is the root of where it began. And so as a result of that, it created insecurities, and those insecurities created codependent behavior patterns, and those codependent behavior patterns cause you to attract people to you who are also codependent in their energy. And so this is why you would end up attracting someone to you that says, no, I can't let you go. You know, if you leave me, then what do I have left? They're codependent on you energetically. And so it's like, okay, even though the love is gone, you can't work well together, you're not able to build together, they're so codependent on you that they will do spell work or energetic manipulation against you in order to keep you stuck and chained and bound to them, even in the misery. Misery loves company, though. So you want to be very clear about where this began and clear it out. So you can write burn and release. I destroy and I release all energy or all insecurities of not being good enough or not being smart enough. I destroy and I release all codependencies, known and unknown. I destroy and I release, let's see what else, feel your feelings, okay? It's something about you needing to work on your heart chakra so that you can feel your feelings more. And I did pick up a heart chakra energy here. Allowing yourself to feel, whether it's loving emotions towards someone else that you've been drawn to, because with the Two of Cups and the Ace of Cups, that's a really strong emotional connection. And so you have to be in that energy of self-love first in order to attract that type of love, but you also want to be in the energy of being able to be transparent and vulnerable in order to maintain that type of love. And so feeling your feelings and being okay with having that overflow of emotions for someone else and being able to openly express that is very important. And so if you find that, because right behind this we have throat chakra, performance anxiety. For some of you, your throat chakra is blocked when it comes to being able to communicate your truth, when it comes to your feelings and your passions and the love that you have for someone else. And so you want to work on feeling the feeling and being able to openly communicate what that feeling is to the other person so that no one is in the dark. No one feels like, okay, the reciprocity is not here. I express myself to this person, but they don't say anything back, or I don't receive anything back, even though that other person can feel it very strongly, but they're just silent because they're fearful of vulnerability. They are guarding their heart or blocking their heart. And so because of that, generally, if you haven't done the work to heal that area of your life, then you will attract to you situations, people, places, and things that will be very emotionally detached from you. They'll be very emotionally withdrawn, lacking compassion, empathy, and all of these things, because it's to be a direct reflection of what you are suppressing and what you're withholding from others who may deserve to, you know, be loved by you because they're openly expressing it. But because you have your blockages, you're like, you're hiding that aspect of yourself. And so that person, you might end up running off the person that really loves you and a welcoming and attracting to you someone, the same type of energy that you're used to, which is someone who is codependent in nature, but they have a blocked heart chakra as well. And so they're emotionally detached, they're emotionally unavailable, and they lack empathy, compassion, and all of those things, okay? So then you have here, here's the throat chakra again. Lacks integrity and honesty when communicating. It's something about not being able to speak your truth, or when you do communicate, the only way that you can get where you're able to fully open up and communicate is when you might have to curse somebody out, when you might have to, you know, let somebody know what cheek they can kiss, okay, or what door they can slam, whatever the case may be. You might be very good at verbalizing that, so it might be this energy of, okay, lacking integrity with the way that you communicate. But honesty when communicating, lacking honesty when communicating doesn't mean that you're just going around lying all the time. But it could also mean that you're just not honest about your feelings. You're not honest about your emotions. You're suppressing those things, the deeper parts of you, you know. And so in that case, I'm also picking up an energy of not being your authentic self. So I'm picking up fear of judgment. I destroy and I release all fear of judgment by others, because if you didn't fear judgment by others, then you will openly communicate how you feel. And it will be very easy to flow from you because it's like, well, I'm communicating my truth because this is just naturally what I do. I'm not going to suppress this. Yes, I'm going to tell you that I love you. But the fact of the matter is I love myself enough to know that if it's not reciprocated or if I don't receive the response that I desire to receive, I'm not going to feel any less than. I'm not going to feel, I'm not going to start feeling this energy of I don't love myself. You see what I'm saying? So it's like finding your own personal balance and being able to openly communicate your truth is healthy for you because it keeps you in a highly vibrational state. If you love somebody and you're very compassionate about that person and you just feel like that's your soulmate, openly speak your truth. That's an act of self-love. When you suppress that energy and you sitting over there going back and forth in your head like, oh my gosh, I can't tell this person this because if I tell this person this and they might say this or they might not receive it well or they might hurt me, then you end up stressed the hell out because you're not being your authentic self and you're having to wear a mask and you're potentially causing yourself to miss out on a great opportunity as a result of your fear of being judged or hurt by others. And so this is where the work needs to be done. I destroy and I release all lack of integrity or honesty when communicating my truth. I destroy and I release all fear of feeling my feelings. I destroy and I release all fear of judgment by others. I destroy and I release all feelings of not being good enough. I destroy and I release all energy of attracting codependent partners. And let me see what else. I'm going to pull another one. The one that I just pulled, it was for the solar plexus, but it was speaking on different symptoms that you might have with a blocked solar plexus. So, of course, the solar plexus deals with your courage, your confidence, your personal strength. You know, are you able to take that leap of faith forward confidently and courageously without fear? The symptoms of that could be like gas, nausea, you know. It was a few different things that I have written on here in terms of the symptoms. So if you're dealing with any of those things, and it could definitely be your solar plexus is blocked, then you have poverty or lack mentality with the root chakra. So it's showing me that lack mentality, sometimes it can deal with you feeling like you don't have enough material-wise. It can put you in survival mode, but it can also be lack mentality can also consist of things like not feeling as if there's enough good people out here that's actually going to value your emotions or value the most authentic version of who you are. There's not enough good relationships that, you know, or good people out here that can create a solid and healthy relationship. There's not enough love to go around. There's not enough, whatever it is where you feel like there's not enough of, it's a lie and it's an illusion because our existence is infinite, okay? There is no cutoff. There is an overflow of abundance, but it depends on your perception. You can literally cut off your access to things by believing that there's only a limited amount or you can only get love from that direction. Okay, I was with that person for X amount of years. We had children together, and I can only get love from that direction, even though they wasn't showing you love. You might have a skewed perception of what love looks like. You might think that, okay, love only comes in bits and pieces. I might get a little bit of love. They might be able to show it through this measure or that measure, but there's no one out here that can actually be that loving. There's no one out here that can be that giving or, you know, where their cup is overflowing and they love themselves and they love me and it's an unconditional love. That is when you feel like that type of energy does not exist, then you still have lack mentality. So let's say you meet your soulmate today or you met your soulmate a year ago and that person was just feeling this energy of love. They was able to openly communicate their truth to you. They was able to be loving towards you, kind, compassionate, empathetic, a good listener, and you just felt this strong pull. You knew that you loved them too, but you couldn't express it back to them because in your mind, this is too good to be true. No. It got to be some drama behind this. It has to be. That's because you're still dealing with lack mentality. So that's just an example, okay? So you want to be intentional. I destroy and I release all poverty and lack mentality in spirit and in flesh. So that's the message that I have for you all. I hope that this has been helpful. Like I said, I strongly suggest that we do this together. So if you want to do it in that way, you can write, like I said, on behalf of myself and those who support me in love, I destroy and I release. And you write XYZ, XYZ, XYZ. So you can take some of the pointers that came through this message, whether you go back and rewind it and write down whatever resonates with you. Or, you know, you can also go within. You'll find many of your answers from within. I'm just here to be a vessel to maybe bring some clarity to some of those things that you was already aware of. So I love you all. And again, if you want a private reading from me, just email me. And I look forward to talking to you all next time.
Yeah. as I was, as I was,
as I was, as I was, as I was, as I
was, as I was, as I was, as I was, as I was, as I was,
you feel sad
about a thing.
Listen to this daily when you feel sad
about a thing. I woke up this morning on my horizon. Three little birds were on my doorstep, singing sweet songs, melody blowing through. And they sent this message: you, this is the worst.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shavi Zane, and I'm coming on to bring a message specifically for the Chosen Seed. This message is in regards to those of you who have often wondered why you've always had a hard time, why you've always had to struggle, where was this energy coming from, and why was it inherently passed down to you? You may also notice that when you look back in those generations that preceded you, whether it's on your mother's side of the family or your father's side of the family, that certain behavior patterns, certain illness, relationship patterns, mental illness, they go back for generations, okay? And so this is all part of the generational curses. Now, I did a video about this. It was a message that came through me that the Most High put on my heart to bring in regards to the curses that were placed over, especially the melanated people here in America, through the curses in the book of Deuteronomy, okay? And the reason why that message came through is because I was shown in the spiritual realm that the so-called powers that were, they've not only used mental manipulation against us, they also understood the importance of using spiritual manipulation against us. And what does that mean? Spiritual manipulation looks like spell work, dark magic. That is what a curse is, okay? And so this message is going to be, it's going to help you to get some clarity about what curses were placed over you by the enemy. Because as a chosen seed, if you have come to a space now where you know that you are chosen, you're not just believing, you're not speculating, you're not trying to figure it out, but you know you are chosen, then you must also know that you have enemies. Quite naturally, you have enemies, okay? As a chosen seed, our enemy is this power structure, okay? And those who are behind the scenes that you don't see, who desire to maintain their position of power, but they work directly against the chosen because we are the ones that come in to shift the energy. We are the ones that come in to bring justice, to balance the scales. And so the agenda has been to keep you in this space of mental imprisonment, spiritual imprisonment, physical imprisonment, financial imprisonment, okay? every facet of your being, they wanted to make sure that they kept shackled down and bound, okay, underneath their spell, underneath their wicked intentions, and underneath their sick desire to maintain control. And the agenda was for this to last for many generations to come, not to just end with you, but your offspring to also carry out those same curses that was placed over you. But the difference between then and now is that we're in a totally different age, and the Most High is doing a new thing. The Most High is awakening us up out of sleep, okay? We was in a sleep state. So in a sleep state, when you think about, like, hypnosis, for instance, right? Hypnosis is before they can actually program you to do something, they have to first put you in a sleep state. And in that sleep state, you're not in that energy of resistance, okay? And so this is where, in the age of Pisces, which is where we just left out of, we was definitely in a sleep state. And in that sleep state was when the enemy was able to come in and strip us of our remembrance of who we are, our identity, our spiritual connection, our power, our authority, our wisdom. Many of these things was taken, and they stripped it from us to feed the beast of the beast that they created, both physically and spiritually. They took our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, all that we had in our Akashic records, and they used it to generate, as a generator, to create the power structure that they currently sit on, but is coming down. So this message is going to be so we can get a little bit deeper in terms of how was this spell work used against you. We're going to start off here. Look at that, Ten of Swords, okay? So I got my cards here, and I'm just randomly pulling just to see. Ten of Swords is here. A lot of pain, a lot of abuse, backstabbing. This energy was supposed to take you out. If you know you were chosen seed, you're not supposed, according to the enemy, you ain't even supposed to be here. This energy, all of these various situations that you had to go through was supposed to put you on your face and keep you there, to bring you so low that you would never be able to awaken. You would, and this is that sleep state, okay? That sleep state, you was put under that sleep, under that spell through a lot of painful events, through a lot of trauma, through a lot of mental, spiritual manipulation. This is all of that backstabbing energy. So you've been through a lot as a chosen seed. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say it's impossible because there's infinite possibilities out here, but the majority, 99.9% of the chosen seed, if you're a chosen seed and you know you're a chosen seed, then you have been through a life, okay? You have been through some things, and most of the time it begins in your adolescence, in your childhood, okay? Because the enemy, get this, when we are born, these hospitals, Western medicine, when you're born into these hospitals, the first thing that they do is they record the time of your birth, the day of your birth, and the month of your birth, of course, the year of your birth. Now, these four pieces of information, including your name, first and last name, are very vital. Why? Spiritually, why are these pieces of information very vital? Because obviously in a physical realm, they have all of these other things that's going on with manipulation, social security numbers, birth certificates that keeps you underneath their power structure and pretty much as their slave, you know, as trade for them. Spiritual realm, having those essential pieces of information will allow someone to gather access through your natal chart. They're able to look at all of your placements and to determine a large part of who you are and what you were sent here to do. And the goal of the enemy has been that you will always be in a sleep state. In this state, you would never awaken and say, let me see what's going on here. Let me see if I can, you know, figure out what I was placed here to do, because they're going to give you religion that's going to tell you, oh, you better not seek information. You better not look into your natal chart because that's wickedness. Okay? They're going to give you traumatic events that's going to make you feel like you're so low that you just can't get up from it. That's what you have gone through. That's the spiritual manipulation that the enemy has done against the chosen, okay? Let's see what else the enemy has done against the chosen, y'all, okay? Look at that, poverty. Poverty, illness, being left out in the cold, never feeling like you was accepted, always feeling abandonment. Abandonment was a large part. Many of the chosen seed have been abandoned. foster care or whether you was in a home where you was abandoned by your parents. One or more parents was not there. Some of you was not raised by any of your parents. Some of you was in a household with your parents, but they still maybe played favoritism over other siblings and made you feel, you know, like you just was the black sheep. You was not chosen. Most of the chosen seed have been the black sheep, guaranteed, okay? Because as the black sheep, you stand out. You're different. You're the one that's not like the others, and so you get treated differently. And maybe for a time throughout your life, you know, it's like, well, why am I always the one that's left out in the cold? Why am I always the one that's, you know, not accepted by others? Why am I constantly going through poverty? Because this is poverty. This is dealing with financial difficulties. This is dealing with health issues. This is dealing with, like I said, abandonment, lack mentality, okay? And another part of that is because this is a window of a church, okay? This is representation of a window of a church. Another part of that is never really feeling as if the church or the religious structure was exactly where you belonged, okay? You may have went to the church or to religious structures seeking to be accepted, seeking to be acknowledged, seeking to come out of the cold because you felt abandoned by those people that was in your intimate circle. But there was something about even that structure where you never felt like it was soothing to the coldness that had been placed within your heart based on all of these painful situations that you had gone through. And so both of these cards, what they have in common is it's a lot of darkness in these cards here. And so, of course, in your sleep state, your eyes are closed. Not only are your physical eyes, your spiritual eyes is what's closed. You can't see through the darkness because you end up attracting so much dark energy to you through this energy of pain, sorrow, grieving, okay, poverty, lack mentality, abandonment issues. You attract so much dark energy to you that in the spiritual realm, you cannot see your way ahead. And so it ends up feeling as if you're stuck in a position that you can never get out of. This was the agenda of the enemy, to keep you surrounded by the dark energy that they were sending to you. Dark magic, spell work. They wanted to make sure that you would never rise into your divinity. And as long as you laying flat on your face and you looking down and you keep these knives in your back and your spiritual eyes are closed, then it was easy for this current power structure to maintain their position of power as long as the chosen never awaken to who they are. And so this is where you might say, okay, because I've been trying to figure out, well, why has this been happening? It's been happening because your enemy was greater than those people who was in your immediate circle that hurt you, or those people in your immediate circle that abandoned you or made you feel less than. Those people were also being manipulated by the enemy because they were an easy target for the enemy, being that they're not specifically chosen for a divine purpose, because the chosen have a divine purpose. Like I said, it's to bring justice, it's to bring balance, it's to break the generational curses. These are major assignments that only certain people, certain individuals can take on. And so just like passage says that, you know, the Most High won't put more on you than you can bear. Well, many of those people that was around you, they went through these things, but they couldn't bear it. Some of them lost their lives. Some of them ended up on drugs. Some of them end up in mental institutions. Some of them ended up maybe in prison for the rest of their lives. Not saying that chosen seed can't be in prison, because that's another part of the manipulation of the enemy. But just know that you was built different. This is where you separate the wheat from the tare and you recognize the difference between you and those people that you grew up around who said you was always different, but you was different because you were set aside. You was different because you had a divine calling. You was preserved. You was being preserved for something far greater than they could ever imagine, something far greater than even you yourself could ever imagine. Why? Because your imagination had been blocked off. That child, that inner child, had already been wounded since the very beginning because the enemy made sure of it. You might have come into the world dealing with poverty. You might have come into the world watching your parents abuse one another or watching one or more of your parents abuse drugs, abuse themselves, or be abused by your parents. These things could have started in your adolescence and carried all the way up into your adulthood until you finally was awakened out of sleep. And so let's see what else the enemy was doing against the chosen, okay? What else the enemy was doing against the chosen? So here we have the Page of Pentacles, okay? Let me see. Let me clarify the Page of Pentacles here. So the Page of Pentacles is clarified by the Eight of Pentacles. This looks like, because the pages can deal with children, okay? It looks like from a very young age, you always was discovering things, okay? You always had curiosity. You always knew that you had gifts. You always, you know, was very focused on certain things that you enjoyed doing. And I feel like some part, some kind of way, this was a manipulation of the enemy. Let me see. So what do we have? The Eight of Cups in the reverse. Okay. So not being able to move forward, not being able to move ahead, because the Eight of Cups in the upright is being able to walk away and move towards your Nine of Cups, which is your wish fulfillment and your own personal happiness, internal happiness and fulfillment. So to be able to walk away from those things that was no longer serving you, coming out of that energy of confusion in terms of which way you wanted to go. So I feel like that's another thing. The enemy wanted to keep you confused in terms of what is it that you're able to do with your creative energy? Because the chosen seed are naturally extremely creative. We possess many gifts. And that's another part of the confusion that they wanted to place over you through their spell work and dark magic, because it's like, okay, I'm good at this. I'm good at that. I know how to do this, and I could pursue that. But you still don't have the spark in you to be able to carry it out into fruition and to be able to use those gifts to create abundance for yourself. That was a trick of the enemy through spell work and dark magic, so that you would always just feel like you're putting in the work, but you ain't going nowhere with it, okay? You're putting in the work, but you're not going nowhere with it. You constantly end up doubling back. You know, you take a few steps ahead, and then you take 10, 50 steps back. That was the trick of the enemy, to keep you in that space, because actually what I have at the bottom of the deck here is the Six of Pentacles. Now, this Six of Pentacles, I feel like the enemy wanted to make you feel as if you always had to be in this energy of codependency, where you need others for something, where you're always watching other people receive while you're sitting over here waiting for justice to work on your behalf. Always watching, always in this energy of having to ask others for help, okay? Or it could also be, for some of you, you was always in that position of giving to others, over-giving of yourself to others, but never receiving your balance, never receiving the reciprocity that you deserved. But I feel like for many, this was that energy of watching others receive, feeling as if you've done a lot of things. You're operating from a space of integrity. You've been a good person. You've been patient, okay? And even still, you've been humble. And even through all of this, you still feel like you're waiting for them scales to balance out for you. You're still waiting for that good karma to come into your direction while you watch other people, you know, receive theirs. It was something about making you feel as if no matter how much work you put in, you still would not be able to move ahead towards your wish fulfillment and your happiness. So that was a large part of the enemy's agenda against you. So again, if you're wondering why you've gone through these things, this is those spiritual wickedness behind the scenes, okay, behind that dark, thick cloud that you couldn't see through, behind the veil, behind the pain. This is those entities, those beings, okay, who also are in the flesh that do spell work, dark magic, which are the generational curses, specifically those to target. Ultimately, the target was to make sure that these generational curses would hit the chosen. So it's the same analogy of, you know, in biblical texts, it speaks on when Christ was a young child, the king sent out and placed an order that all boys under 2 years old be killed off, and also called on three wise men to determine where Christ might be, where he might have been born, when he was born, they called on these three wise men in order to determine this. Now, these three wise men wasn't just any, they didn't just possess any old type of wisdom. They possessed the wisdom of the stars. And this is why they was able to find him through the star of Bethlehem, okay? They was able to find him through that particular star because they understood how to use astrology and how to, because they called them from three different parts of the world. They didn't even come from the same space. So this is where this same analogy is what they do today. Like I mentioned, in terms of them taking down your information where they could pull up your information through your natal chart and be able to get a very clear blueprint about your characteristics. Not saying that that's the whole of who you are, but it's enough information. That's just like somebody knowing your exact address. They know where you live. They might not know everything about you personally, but they know where you live. So if they want to get to you, they at least have that bit of information, right? Or someone having just a social security number. Okay, they don't have everything else attached to that, but they have that piece of information, which is very vital, right? And so because they have that, they're able to do a lot with it. So it's the same analogy. It's the same thing when it comes to your natal chart. These people have direct access to it, and you best believe they've been using it because they have people behind the scenes that say, okay, when is this? When is the next Messiah going to be born? Who's the next Messiah? And so collectively you say, okay, well, no, there's not just one. We're talking about Christ consciousness. We're talking about group consciousness. We're talking about the chosen seed coming together to form one body of Christ consciousness. And so there's many of us, okay? And so they wanted to make sure that through each generation, they targeted a particular group of people, and they placed these curses over the whole of that group of people while inflicting pain, inflicting self-hate, inflicting poverty, inflicting, false narratives when it came to their spiritual belief systems. They made sure that they did the entire nine yard over the entire community of people. Now, I'm speaking on melanated people specifically. And so that to ensure that through each generation, okay, if a chosen seed happens to be born two generations down the line, the curses will still continue so that that chosen seed will then be specifically targeted and in this energy right here, okay? In this energy right here, poverty, lack mentality, stricken, grieving, laying flat on your face, feeling like you left out in the cold, feeling like you have nobody, okay? Feeling like you can never come up out of the slums, you can never come up out of this dark energy. They were very, very, very intentional with what they did, okay? And so let's see what else. You also have the Four of Cups. So again, this is that energy of you missing opportunities, opportunities and blessings from the Most High because you don't even see it. Your spiritual eyes were shut off from these opportunities that was coming to you, okay? That you're and this is not just, this is also your spiritual team that's surrounding you that's trying to say, hey, take a look at this offer. Take a look at this opportunity. This is a new cup. I'm trying to offer you this Ace of Cups that's going to bless you with a new opportunity, a fresh start, a new beginning, something that's emotionally fulfilling. Your cup, I want your cup to run it over. That's your inheritance. That's your birthright. But the enemy made sure that you stayed in this state of confusion, stayed in the state of discontentment. And so even though your physical eyes are open, the only thing you're able to see is those things that sit before you. But if your spiritual eyes had been open, you would have been able to detect and to sense and to know that there was a new opportunity that was being handed to you, and you would have gotten up and taken a hold of that rather than paying attention to these cups that have nothing in them. Paying attention to these cups that have nothing in them. And a lot of, I'm also picking up this energy of your circle of friends. You was also surrounded by people like, of course, your immediate family for most of the chosen. You picked up on an energy that you really wasn't welcome for the most part with many of them. But then when it came to your circle of friends that you associated yourself with, even then, you still felt discontent. You still felt unhappy. You still felt like the loner. Many of you was hermits. Many of you grew up introverted largely because you had been through many things, okay? And so many of you was in that space where it was like, okay, if you attracted a friend to you, it was generally somebody, it was the blind leading the blind. If you attracted a friend to you, it was generally somebody who was going through hell themselves, and they didn't know how to get themselves out of the mess, but there you was following blindly, or you could have been the one that was leading, but you still didn't know where to go because both of y'all's spiritual eyes was closed to be able to see through this dark veil. So this is that energy of missing great opportunities that could have lifted you up out of your circumstances, but this is where you needed to be at that time, because the thing about it is everything happens in divine timing. And so even though we all possess these enemies that are in these, in the underworld, okay, who possess this power, this so-called power in the realm of wickedness, even though we have these enemies, they have to recognize, and I'm sure they do recognize, that the Most High ultimately has the first and final say. In between that time, we have free will. We have the opportunity to take advantage of these new things that are being handed to us, but we have to first come out of this funk. You know, you have to first come out of this energy of paying attention to the spilled cups. You got to first transform your mind. You got to shift your vision. You got to come back into that space of using your imagination to create what you want. And this is where you're able to open up your spiritual eyes and recognize that there's more out here than what the enemy wanted you to believe. And so a lot of times it's really after the enemy, because the enemy can only do but so much. And then at some point, it does turn back around to self-accountability where you say, I'm not going to sit in this energy anymore. Because the thing is, all throughout your life, you were still receiving little nudges. You were still receiving little nudges. In spite of the pain and the things that you was going through, you were still receiving some sort of message that was telling you, okay, take this path. Because our intuition is sharp, okay? The chosen, we possess much wisdom. We have a strong intuition. We have great spiritual insight. Because these are a part of our gifts, our spiritual gifts. And so you was getting subtle messages, but you wouldn't listen to them, largely because you felt like, okay, I can't come up out of this. I mean, every time I look up, it's something new. I'm always on this karmic cycle. It's the same type of mess. I'm attracting the same type of partners. I got the same type of friends. I'm getting involved in the same type of jobs, career paths that don't go anywhere, that's not really providing you the security that you desire. Same scenario over and over again, and eventually you just come into this mindset where it's like, I have no control. The only people that have control are the ones who are in a position of power, and I'm not there, and I don't possess the ability to get there. When you get into that state of mind, then you give the enemy more ammunition to work against you with the spell work, because you have to be in a low vibrational state in order to be a host to spell work and dark magic. And so being that as the chosen seed, the enemy's agenda was to pass it down through generations so that the moment that you come out of the birth canal, you stepping into hell. The enemy has been very strategic in maintaining that and has been quite good at it for some time in our sleep state. But how can you really applaud yourself for doing something against people when they sleep and they're not able to defend themselves? So this is why the enemy is so insecure. This is why the enemy is so intimidated by you as a chosen seed, because the enemy recognizes that they played dirty. They didn't play this thing fair. You see what I'm saying? Because if it was done fair in our waking state, they would not have never tried this. They have to first put you to sleep. That ain't no real fight, okay? That's just like somebody standing outside, they getting ready, they call themselves getting ready to square up or whatever, they getting ready to box and go at it, but you got to first put this person to sleep, and then you want to start hitting them and punching them and kicking them. How is that a fair fight? But see, the enemy is so foolish, and they're so egotistical, and they're so in their carnal nature and wickedness that they really did believe, okay, I have power, and they walk around thumping their chest and looking at us as if we are less than nothing. When in fact they know for a fact that they put us to sleep before they can even put their hands on us, whether it be spiritually or physically. That's how afraid of the chosen they are. And so this is where you take your power back. You don't stay in this energy of being weighed down and burdened. This is where you get tired of carrying this load and you say, to hell with you're in my vision. I can't even see my way ahead carrying all of these burdens like this. It's too heavy for me. It's time for me to drop these burdens and free my hands of all of these things that's not serving me. Free my hands of all of these things that's been weighing me down, because this is what the enemy wanted, to keep you in this slave mentality, feeling as if you could never come out of them shackles. But first, it begins within the mind. First, it begins with that divine connection with the Most High God and awakening to the fact that you possess the authority. You're talking about a chosen seed. You're not just anybody. As a chosen seed, the amount of power and authority that you possess in the spiritual realm is so powerful, we can shake up the entire universe. You possess the ability to shift the weather if you wanted to. Collectively, we can do all of these things. Collectively, there is nothing that we cannot do as a child of the Most High God. Because the Most High God is the creator of all things. And the Most High God said, I chose you. I selected you to bring justice. I selected you to balance this energy out. And I need you as a vessel. I placed you here as a physical vessel, being that you're still a spiritual being. You're a spirit having a human experience. And so don't discount the fact that you're still in a spiritual realm. You're not just a physical vessel. But as a physical vessel, there's things that I need you to overcome. And there's things that I need you to do. And there's curses that I need you to break, okay? And so this is where you take your power back and you say, I'm not standing for this anymore. In my sleep state, yeah, I would have sat back and said, okay, it ain't nothing I can do. Let me just lay here. But see, you've been getting that alarm has been sounding off for y'all. You've been getting the signs and the synchronicities and the messages and the dreams and all of these different things have been coming through to tell you it's time for you to make a change in the way that you think, in the way that you live, and the people that you surround yourself with. It's time for you to even, some of you all have even been called to leave certain career paths, to take a different path and to step into your calling. Not everybody's position as a chosen seed looks like being placed on a platform in front of, you know, many billions, thousands of people. Some people as a chosen, your position is from behind the scenes. And you doing it from right there within your home. You breaking generational curses. You rearing up your children different. You see what I'm saying? You're from right in your home. You sending out, you projecting a different type of energy, a high vibrational energy to the universe because of your divine connection that you possess. That's powerful. And then there's others who are supposed to be out here putting in the work, awakening other chosen seeds, speaking out their truth, okay? Whatever your position looks like, it's no less powerful than the next chosen seed. We all come together as one body, and there's a greater purpose here. We all come together as one body to bring healing so that we can get up off of our back and come out of sleep. It's time to come up out of sleep state. It's time to come into remembrance of who you are and what you was created to do. No longer sitting in that Three of Swords energy where you're constantly in pain and your heart hasn't healed and you're feeling bitter about your past. No, this is where you say, no, I'm getting up. I'm not staying here no more. And behind this is the hermit. That's why you ended up in isolation. For many of the chosen seed, y'all ended up in isolation. You ended up locking out a whole lot of people, places, and things, and you ended up right there in hermit mode, having to do some deep reflection, having to shine this light on all of those dark areas. Because remember, this is what the enemy wanted, to keep you in a space of darkness so that you would never be able to see all this dark energy that was hovering around you. But now you possess the light. Now you possess that lamp. Now it's time to let your light so shine before man. But first, you got to let that light shine before you. It starts with you first before you can come out into the world and allow your light to shine before man. So this is where you was placed in that cocoon, in isolation, so that you could really go within and do some work to self-reflect and to realize there's certain things that I have to purge. It's certain things that I have to cleanse out. Okay? So let me just pull one more card here. You have here the Five of Cups in the reverse, y'all. The Five of Cups in the upright is that energy of focusing in on those spilled cups. It's that energy of not being able to turn around to see new opportunities that are there, new potential that exists, infinite possibilities that exist. This is that dark energy. Some of you, and this with this coming out in the reverse, this is where you come out of this energy. No more grieving, no more self-loathing, no more focusing in on the past pain. No, I'm stepping into my power. This is where you take off, because for some of you, the pain became so became so heavy that you begin to wear the pain. You begin to wear the pain. It became a part of your daily wardrobe to walk around with your head hanging down, focusing in on the past, walking around draped in darkness. It placed you in a position where you forgot who you were. But now you have the opportunity with this card coming out of the reverse to change this, to change this energy. It starts with that divine connection. It starts with the shifting of your thoughts, creating the vision, doing what's necessary to break these generational curses. Like I said, when you break those generational curses, if you don't know all of the curses that was placed over you, pull out or print up the pages of Deuteronomy, the curses in Deuteronomy, okay? I got a doggone moth in here. The curses of Deuteronomy were specifically created to keep you in a space of being stuck for generations. If you read those curses in Deuteronomy and you look around your family and the generations that preceded you, you'll be like, wow. This is definitely the truth in terms of what I've gone through and what I've seen my parents, my aunts, my uncles, cousins, relationships, friendships. Yes, this is the curses that was placed over. So when you get rid of those curses, like I told you all, go check out that video, the Biblical Curses of Deuteronomy. That's not the exact title. I'll post it in the description box below for those of you who are interested in watching it. But that message was very profound for me when it was channeled through me, when the Most High showed me that I had to bring it forward. And so for those of you who have not seen it, if you're not familiar with my channel, you want to be intentional about, you know, you can either tear those pages out of your biblical text, those curses, and write on it, I destroy and I release all of these curses from off of myself, my ancestors, my offspring. And if you have children, you want to destroy those curses off of the fathers of your children, their ancestors and offspring, or the mothers of your children, their ancestors and offspring. That way it doesn't carry through to the next generation, okay? And you want to burn it. And if you ain't quite comfortable with burning that text, you can print it out and write the same thing over it, or you can sit down like I did, because I did both. I took it out of the biblical text and burnt it, and I also wrote it all down. I spent an hour writing it down, and I said, I declare and I decree that all of these curses are now broken off of myself and my lineage. We have divine assignments that don't look like what everybody, they want to tell you that it's about being in a passive state. Oh, just suffer long and suffer strong, like I just did the message about long suffering. We are here to shift the energy and to ensure that judgment comes over the heads of the enemy who did not play fair. You're no longer asleep anymore. The alarm has already sounded. And many of you, you might have pressed the snooze button for a time because you didn't want to face the fact that, okay, this starts within me now. Now I got to do some work on me. But now, the times that we in, we can't afford to stay asleep. The body is awakening. Christ consciousness is awakening, okay? We are the body. And so it's our time now to shift this energy, to step into our position of authority, and to shut this thing down for the enemy. The powers that were, they in big trouble. Because the more of you that awaken and that take your power back and that break these generational curses, it's like pulling generators. Because we, each one of us is a generator to the power structure. Each one of us is a massive generator to the current power structure. And that's how they've been able to pretty much infiltrate the entire world with their wickedness. Because each one of us being connected to the beast, shackled to the beast, was a generator for their power structure. So imagine when each one of us unplug. Imagine when each one of us break those chains and say no more. No damn more. We ain't standing for this no more. It gets weaker and weaker and weaker until it's completely depleted of energy. And at that point, all they can do is sit back and allow their judgment to come over them while we allow justice to work on our behalf. We shifting the energy. We turning this whole thing around, y'all. I can feel it. So it's our time. So this is to answer those questions for those of you who are still trying to search for answers and find out what's going on, why was these things happening, what can I do to shift the energy. You possess everything you need within you to take your power back and to reclaim your inheritance, your birthright, and your sovereignty. So that's what I got for you all. I love you. If you want a private reading from me, you can always email me to donate to my channel. You can always cash at me. I put that in the description box. And if you want to order my hair oils or my body oils, which you can use on your face as well, then you can always email me. And I look forward to talking to you all again next time. Let's continue to step and rise into our divinity and do what's necessary to shift this energy because it is our time. Okay, I'll talk to you all next time.
Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shabby Zane, and I'm coming on at this time to do a message that is entitled Urgent, okay? And I'm entitling it Urgent because of the way that it came to me. So I am assuming that the way that my spiritual team has brought it to me, it must be presented to you all from a sense of urgency so that we can all come together to do the work to release and to set free pertaining to our ancestors, okay? Now, I wasn't going to get on here and do a message tonight. I was actually going back and forth in my mind about another message that I had in mind to do, and I was going to lay down and go to sleep, and, you know, I just so happened to be thinking, and all of a sudden it came into me, the message of coming on to speak with you all about the generational curses that have been placed over your ancestors. And so I'm going to be doing a reading to find out what these generational curses have been. Why were they placed over your family? What was they supposed to be preventing? Like, obviously, it was done. The curse was placed over the family in order to block something. When I hear generational curses, I hear spells. I hear dark magic, okay? And so we need to know this because we are approaching the winter solstice, December 21st, 2021. This is a very pivotal moment because it's actually setting the pace for where things are getting ready to shift in terms of moving into 2022. And I feel that there is a lot of dark energies that want to try and cause more stumbling blocks for the chosen, especially during this transitional time of the year, okay? That specific date is very important. And so I'm hoping that this message gets to you all by that date. But even if not, timing is fluid, it's not linear, so we're not going to put too much emphasis on the date. But we will put emphasis on the urgency of this message in and of itself. So the questions that I'm going to be looking into is your mother's side of the family. We're going to talk about your mother's side of the family. What are the curses that was placed on that side of the family? What was the curse meant to block? And then we're going to look into how the curse can be broken. We will do the same for your father's side of the family. And then I'm going to move towards your children, for those of you who have children, because what I also heard, this is why I marked it urgent. What I also heard was your children, even once we go and we do these specific, we make these proclamations in the spiritual realm on behalf of our ancestors to break the generational curses off of them, quite often we don't consider the fact that our children actually have another side, another lineage that we have to consider. And so when you have rebellious children or children where you can't quite understand why you can't seem to get a hold of them in terms of balancing them out or bringing peace within them, you have to consider that their father, if you are a woman, their father's side of the family has their own ancestry line that needs to be set free and healed from wounds. And if that father, if your child's father is not in the process of doing that on behalf of your children or behalf of themselves, then that whole other side of your child's lineage still has an effect on your child and the children that proceed from them. So this is where we begin to have a powerful impact on breaking generational curses, because now we're taking it a step further. We're not just starting with our generation. We are looking at our children and considering the other half of their family and establishing release and healing and freedom for them as well. And when this thought came to mind, about 3 minutes later, my daughter, she woke up out of her sleep. It was about 1:30 in the morning, screaming, hollering to the top of her lungs, okay? No apparent reason, just hollering. And so this gave me that sense of urgency to show me, look at this. Okay, I haven't even started shuffling yet, but this is that being entrapped, being imprisoned, okay? We have to release. It's time for us to start releasing our ancestors and breaking these generational curses off of them. You as the generational curse breaker has been called to step into this role to make this happen. So let's get right into it, because I have a feeling that this is going to be a long reading. This is all about generations right here with the Ten of Pentacles, the mother, the father, the grandfather, and each generation that proceeds from it. And so let's see. Concerning your mother, your mother's side of the family, what are the generational curses that have been passed down on your mother's side of the family? Let's start there, okay? What are the generational curses that have been passed down on your mother's side of the family? Okay, so I have the Page of Swords. I have the Ten of Wands right behind that, okay? I'm going to be clarifying these because I want to get very detailed. What are the generational curses that have been placed on your mother's side of the family? So we have the Hangman and the Fool, okay? And I think I want to pull one more and begin clarifying these. One more. What are the generational curses that have been placed on your mother's side of the family? So then we have the Nine of Cups in reverse, okay?
I want to let you guys know that this is not my personal reading per se, you know, but whatever, this is a collective reading that she does. So everything that she's saying is a collective. I want people to know that this is not her reading me per se, but a collective reading for everyone. So again, as she always says, take what resonates and leave the rest.
One more.
Battery low.
Curses that have been placed on your mother's side of the family. So then we have the Nine of Cups in reverse. Okay. So what I'm seeing here on your mother's side of the family, I feel like there's always this energy of people that have been working against your mother's side for generations, okay? Yeah, to block. So I'm going to pull these for generations. This is all going back to the past, okay? So let's see. There have been people that have been watching, whether this is a spirit, you know, low-level entities, people working through, or low-level entities working through people, to cause a lot of burdens, feeling weighed down, a lot of heavy loads, okay, feeling overwhelmed with constantly putting in a lot of work and effort just to have to, I feel, just to have to start all over again. All of this hard work that is put in, they never fully reap the harvest, and they end up starting all over again just to end up stuck. Just to end up stuck and never actually receiving their wish fulfillment, okay? Because there's always a group of people that are watching, working against your mother's side of the family to block, okay? To throw all types of obstacles and stumbling blocks in that direction for that side of your family, so that whatever work and effort that is put in, it never comes to pass. It never reaps any truth, any real fruit, okay? It never bears fruit. And you always feel as if, even in the midst of starting all over again, which it ultimately leads that side of the family to have to start all over again, they still end up getting stuck and never fully reaching the potential here. So let me clarify these cards. What is this Page of Swords for your mother's side of the family in terms of generational curses? What came out is the Two of Cups in reverse. So that is failed relationships, okay? Never being able to maintain a balanced partnership. So even if there were partnerships where you might say, okay, well, my grandmother maintained a partnership for 50 years, there's still something here that's generational where partnerships are not balanced, okay? They're not stable. Let me see what else is coming out here for this Page of Swords. So then I'm also hearing that oftentimes it ends up being the partner, one of the ex-partners that ends up bringing a lot of karma towards your mother's side of the family. So they end up being used as a pawn in order to create a lot of the chaos. The Fool here coming out in the reverse. So we already have the Fool in the upright. So it's showing me that, yeah, there's always someone around who is doing something sneaky, okay? Always watching and lurking, looking to do, to commit theft, to do something deceptive, something deceptive. And all of these blackbirds and trolls here in this picture, you know, this person, whoever these people are, they do these things in the dark where it's hidden. Because you see the moon here in the dark where it's hidden. And so I also feel that there is fear that is often plaguing the side, your mother's side of the family here, where they might end up jumping prematurely into relationships that ultimately turn out to be very unbalanced and unstable. And it's probably, I feel like it's a generational thing where one person ends up carrying the burden, carrying the load and feeling as if they're doing this by themselves and still having to start all over again in spite of all of the hard work that they put in. So let me see. What is the Ten of Wands? So the Ten of Wands is the Four of Pentacles in reverse. Now, the Four of Pentacles deals with being able to save money, being able to, you know, hold on to those things that you have worked so hard for. But in reverse, it's almost as if money tends to slip right through your fingers here. And so in spite of all of this hard work, I'm feeling that on your mother's side of the family, like I said, there's really no fruit.
Battery low.
In terms of reaping the harvest of the hard work that is put in on the mother's side of the family, it's like money runs right through their fingers, okay? It's hard to save. And so you end up, they ended up having to start all over again. What is the Fool? The Fool is the Three of Pentacles. So, yeah, starting all over again, I feel with a new group of people, maybe even when it comes to work, having to start all over again, never being able to maintain a specific job for an extended period of time, or if you do put in a lot of work, let's say 10 years or more, you never feel as if your mother's side of the family, it's like something about the curse, the energy that has been placed over her side of the family to keep that particular side from being able to save money, being able to create generational wealth, and being able to see all of the hard work bear fruit, okay? So let's see what else is coming out. The Hangman. What is the Hangman? What is the Hangman? Yeah, so the Hangman is the Nine of Pentacles. So I was just telling you all about bearing fruit. So this is all of the Nine of Pentacles is about somebody being independent. Those seeds that you plant, this will be all of those pentacles, the financial abundance, the material abundance that is gained based on the seeds that are being planted. But with this Hangman, this is trying the Hangman. It's like on your mother's side of the family, you're just in this energy of constantly sacrificing yourself and waiting for the fruit to bear. But it's something, it's almost as if it never comes into fruition. You're always just waiting on it. And in hopes that it'll come to pass. Let's see, what is the Nine of Cups in reverse? Yeah, always being in this energy of confusion, okay? Trying to figure out what it is that you want, what's going to bring happiness. This is what has been happening on your mother's side of the family. Never being able to figure out what your actual purpose was, what the purpose was on that side of the family. Always being in the state of confusion, trying to figure out what will bring happiness, what will bring wish fulfillment, but it still never comes to pass because, again, you find yourself starting all over again, taking the leap of faith to try something new, but each time the result ends up being the same. So the curse that has been placed over your mother's side of the family has dealt with blocking finances, blocking stability, blocking out generational wealth, okay, and causing the mother's side of the family to feel as if they have to put in all of this hard work all of their lives just to come out on the other side with barely anything to show for it, and still not finding that happiness or that peace in light of the things that they have been doing. So let me see. What was the curse meant to block? So I feel like it's kind of clear, but I'm still going to ask that specific question so that we're clear on what the curse was meant to block. We already see that it was meant to block out financial growth, okay? And I feel like also causing a breakdown of the family structure in terms of partnerships, because we did see the Two of Cups in reverse, where the wrong types of partnerships are created. These are not people that you know, that your mother's side of the family was meant to be with, and so they end up either staying in a long-term partnership with someone who's not reciprocal in the energy of creating a solid foundation for generations to come. One person ends up carrying the load or the burden, most of that on their own, and then it breaks them down. Obviously, that will cause a lot of health issues, mental issues, emotional issues when you feel as if you are putting in all of this work alone. And so let me see, what was this curse meant to block on your mother's side of the family? What was it meant to block? Because when you know what the curse was meant to block, then that's when you yourself as the co-creator steps in. You first release your mother's side of the family and their ancestors from all bondage and all chains. You heal them. You send out healing energy for them to heal whatever wounds they may have carried over in the spiritual realm. And then you also begin to become the creator of those things that the enemy tried to block your previous generations from creating. So you become the creator of those things, okay? And then you also open up the lines of communication and the contact between yourself and your ancestors of love and light so that they can now work with you, because if they're still in bondage in the spiritual realm because no one has yet to break the generational curses, then you yourself as a generational curse breaker, you see beyond just you, yourself, your children that you've given birth to. You see beyond that. You see the lineages that happened previous to you. Generational curses don't just start with you and moving forward. It starts with you going back and moving forward, okay? So let's see. What was this supposed to block? Being able to establish balance, okay? Because there's a lot coming out in regards to pentacles. So the curse was supposed to block finding that financial balance, that financial stability, that material balance. So this was, what I'm hearing is that it was meant to keep your mother's side and the family in survival mode. And in survival mode, you're constantly, you're always afraid, you're always stressed out, you're always concerned that whatever you have is going to come crumbling down and that you never have enough. And so you end up take desperate measures in order to create this for yourself. Look at this, we got the Seven of Swords coming out again. So what was this supposed to block? From you being able to see, yeah, it was supposed to keep you in a state of confusion so that you would never be able to awaken to see where the deception actually came from, okay? Because there's definitely an energy of theft, okay? And when we talk about theft, when I speak on theft of generational curses, I'm speaking on the enemy stealing your lineage, stealing your family inheritance, the spiritual aspect of your family inheritance, and also the physical aspect of your family inheritance. The enemy wanted to block you, to keep you from being able to see why your mother's side of the family has always been in this position of trying to juggle finances, trying to stay balanced emotionally. It's because this whole time the enemy was stealing and getting away with it, because Meanwhile, while your mother's side of the family was in this energy of juggling, this is where their focus lies, while the enemy was able to get away with all of with the inheritance of your mother's generation. So to keep a distraction going so that they would never be unmasked, okay? This card came out in the reverse. This is the Three of Pentacles. What the curse was supposed to prevent was building, okay? Prevent your mother's side of the family from being able to build and to establish a solid foundation with like-minded people, to prevent the family from working together to create generational wealth, because this is the mother, the father up here, the mother down here, and the child. And so being able to create the generational wealth for your family is what the enemy was attempting to do with these curses. Also, at the bottom of the deck, I have the Ten of Wands, which is the same card that we pulled out here from the other deck, of feeling weighed down, always carrying this baggage. And so the enemy's curse was all about making you feel weighed down and feeling as if you had to, like there's a lot of things that you couldn't release. And so your mother's side of the family carried this baggage from one generation to the next, okay? From one generation to the next, carrying these heavy loads, feeling weighed down, burdened, trodden down, and feeling as if they was always doing it alone. And not just carrying the baggage of those things that they had to do to maintain in the physical, but their mental, holding on to a lot of emotional baggage, okay? And this was expressed, you know, in their stress of trying to stay in survival mode. This was passed down from one generation to the next, maybe even passed down to you, where you felt this strong need to stay in survival mode because you saw your mother's side of the family constantly work and pretty much struggle in order to create something that would last, always having to start all over again. So in that energy, whenever you have to start all over again in life all the time because you keep taking these hard hits, you often end up becoming a hoarder. So you might even have people on your mother's side of the family who might have an actual space that is crowded and very cluttered, because when you take a lot of losses, when you finally do gain something, you end up placing value even on those things that really don't hold that much value. But for you, you give it more value than it probably deserves in your life, because you don't want to keep taking losses. You want to feel like you have something that belongs to you. And so I feel like that might have created a hoarding energy for some people on your mother's side of the family. And, you know, when you have a very tight space, okay, we come on the physical, it creates a lot of chaos in the mind when you have a space that is full of a lot of things that you no longer need. And so if you're carrying this stuff over, you know, from one generation to the next, holding on to things, then you don't give yourself a chance to first clear your mind, but you don't give yourself a chance to receive, because what room do you have? You have no room to receive anything because you're carrying all of this baggage. And so this comes from having to release and start all over again. So it created this hoarding energy. I'm going to pull one more and we're going to move on to the Father. So it happened this way to prevent, there's more pentacles here, to prevent your mother's side of the family from feeling optimistic, waiting to prevent them from feeling optimistic and creating that passion to move forward, to start all over again, to feel that energy to ride the waves in spite of what's going on, having that attitude of I'm going to ride the waves of this situation until it takes me exactly where I need to be. They couldn't do that because they were so burdened and weighed down with all of these things that they was juggling. It's like, when we saw that Page of Swords come out initially, the enemy has been watching and lurking from one generation to the next on your mother's side of the family to ensure that they always felt the need to be weighed down and burdened. So it's like, even if with the next generation broke through and said, okay, I'm going to be optimistic about my future and I'm going to take the leap of faith to start something new, they ultimately ended up back starting at ground zero but not being able to reap the harvest because they ended up burdened and weighed down all over again. And so the enemy wanted to send stumbling blocks emotionally on your mother's side of the family as well as financially and as well as when it comes to partnerships, being able to work together to create these solid foundations, okay? So break down a partnership or send in a partner who is not going to reciprocate the work that it takes to create a foundation so that one person feels overwhelmed and burdened, putting in all of the work towards this home. And then ultimately, you just constantly hoping that you'll be able to create this financial abundance, but it never really comes to fruition. So that's the enemy's plan on your mother's side of the family. And so you want to break that curse off your mother's side of the family, being very specific in terms of what you want to release. I release all financial blockages. I release all, I release and destroy all blockages towards cohesive partnerships. I release all baggage, emotional baggage or physical baggage that has been carried over from one generation to the next. And you're going to release this from your ancestors first in the spiritual realm, and then you're going to release it from yourself and those to proceed that come from you in the physical right now, those who are still here. So let's move into your father's side of the family. What is the generational curse that has been placed over your father's side of the family? I'm already seeing here imprisonment may be a major issue, a major factor for your father's side of the family. What are the generational curses over your father's side of the family? Okay, the generational curses deals with a lot of chaos, conflict, drama, competition, fighting against one another, okay? A lot of changes that have happened as a result of very aggressive and angry energy that comes from your father's side of the family. Fighting against one another, okay? A lot of fighting here. Okay. So we have the Page of Wands in the reverse. I mean, the Page of Swords in the reverse. A lot of slander, a lot of lies. And then the Queen of Wands in the upright. So I'm going to be clarifying these. This could even be a lot of competitive energy when it comes to just women in general. Let me see. What are the generational curses that have been placed over your father's side of the family? Okay, so I have here secrets, a lot of secrets that are being kept over the father's side of the family. Four of Swords in reverse, not being able to heal here, never being able to really take the time out to heal. And then the the Lovers in reverse, disruption when it comes to partnership seems to be a common theme for both sides of the family, for your mother and your father, an imbalance when it comes to partnership. Put it in the closet. So let me see. There seems to be what has been passed down, a lot of infidelity on your father's side of the family, mistresses on your father's side of the family, a lot of competitive energy, a lot of gossiping, a lot of lies on your father's side of the family, a very lustful energy that has been passed down on your father's side of the family. Also attracting to them women who are actual witches, who perform dark magic, spell, sex magic on your father's side of the family, okay? Let me clarify these cards and see what's here. So the five, I would say what I'm hearing is the Jezebel spirit is a strong energy on your father's side of the family. So it has this very lustful energy here, and it causes a lot of chaos and competition. So what is the Five of Wands? The Five of Wands is clarified by the Three of Wands in the reverse and the Knight of Pentacles in the reverse. So these two cards for me, to clarify, the Five of Wands indicates feeling very pessimistic about the future, no passion about moving forward into a new direction, and also an energy of being stuck, not being able to create forward movement or to create solid foundations, okay? The Knight of Pentacles indicates being stopped in your tracks because of this competitive energy, okay? Something about not being able to move forward here, staying stuck in this energy. Even when it comes to financial stability, but what I'm hearing more so is that commitment issues have been a large problem on your father's side of the family. It's like what I just heard was, oh my goodness, what's that doggone song? It just came in. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he left his hat was his home, okay? And when he died, all he left us was alone. So this Knight of Pentacles in reverse, it's like in the upright, the Knight of Pentacles, wherever they get, they end up staying put, okay? That's where they end up staying long term. But when it's in the reverse, there is no action towards commitment or a long-term solid foundation, okay? So let's see. What is the Page of Swords in the reverse? So the enemy has used the Jezebel spirit to keep your father's side of the family in a very lustful energy, creating a lot of passion, but a lot of passion that's misdirected in a way where it's a lot of competitive energy, a lot of jealousy, a lot of chaos and drama. And it brings about immature communication and slander, and it also attracts the Jezebel spirit over your father's side of the family has attracted women who operate from a space of energetically manipulating the men in the family, okay? But it can also, you know, this doesn't just have to be the men. It can also indicate that it has produced men who become warlocks or who have attracted witches or witches who have attracted or women who have attracted warlocks. But it's something about a very dark energy over the love life of your father's side of the family. So what is the Page of Swords in the reverse? Ooh. Okay, well, a lot of them fail, but the only one that flipped up is the Ace of Cups. So this deals with love, okay? So the Page of Swords in reverse, a lot of gossip, a lot of slander, a lot of chaos that happens behind love, always finding yourself moving towards the next thrill on the father's side of the family, seeking love, seeking out that energy of love, but running into something completely different. Let me clarify the Page of Swords in reverse again. So we have the Ten of Wands coming out, okay? Carrying a lot of baggage into the next relationship. A lot of chaos, a lot of baggage, a lot of misdirected passion. And so because they never released the baggage from the previous relationship, they end up bringing it into the new relationship and they end up running into the same types of problems. So a hamster wheel of the same type of issues concerning love on your father's side of the family. So let's see, the Queen of Wands. So look at this. The Queen of Wands is the Nine of Swords, okay? So just like I said, that same type of energy that ultimately brings a lot of pain, a lot of heartache, okay? And I'm feeling like this is not the same energy, okay? This Queen of Wands here, is actually operating from a space of dark magic. That's not always the case for every queen of wands, but I'm picking up what I'm intuitively hearing and how this message is being played out. Your father's side of the family attracts to them, whether it's men or women, who operate from a space of doing a lot of sexual magic and dark magic and manipulation through that Jezebel spirit, because they may be very attractive or maybe very alluring or sexually very passionate, but they end up causing problems on the other side for, you know, the other woman or the other man who might be, you know, let's just say that the Queen of Wands would be the mistress and the Nine of Swords right here would be the wife, okay? So attracting women who operate from a space of, and they use their sexual energy to their advantage against the people from your father's side of the family, and it draws in a lot of dark energy over the home. And these are people that are in secret. These are lovers that are in secret here, okay? Let me clarify again, the Queen of Wands. So for you, you want to break, release your father's side of the family from all strongholds of the Jezebel spirit, all blockages and obstacles that have prevented true love from coming into fruition on your father's side of the family. Because obviously from both sides, for you yourself, this if the curse is not broken with you, which I strongly believe that y'all are going to take action, the curse has hovered over you. You look back in your past and you see how it has affected and influenced your love life, your financial stability, your cohesiveness with your partners. You'll be able to see it, how it's played out in terms of being carried down. But now your position is to break that, starting with you and obviously breaking it off of your previous generations as well as the ones moving forward. So let's see. The High Priest, well, the Queen of Wands, I want to clarify the Queen of Wands, the Four of Swords, okay? So it's that energy of always needing to heal, okay? Having your heart ripped out of your chest and always needing to heal. Because this card, I actually picked it up in the reverse. This is the same card as the Four of Swords right here in the reverse. So always needing to heal, but not fully being able to, okay? So there is a Jezebel spirit over your father's side of the family that does not allow them to heal from these chaotic relationships, partnerships that are largely centered around sex and physical attraction. And they ultimately end up being very burdensome, and they end up in heartbreak, a lot of pain. What is the High Priestess here? The High Priestess is the Three of Pentacles. So this would be that person who is, because this is the family here, okay? This came out for your mother as well. This would be the father, the mother, the child. The High Priestess is the secret, okay, the mistress. So this person who is a part of the family, okay, but is in secret. And then here comes this competitive, chaotic energy, which causes all of this fighting, all of this chaos, all of this drama, because you have all of these outside people inside of the relationship that don't belong there. And then the Jezebel spirit that's being attracted is one that actually attracts women or men who use dark magic and sex magic over the partnership to, you know, and they cause all of these dark, you know, this darkness over the feminine energy, this, the matriarch of the family, okay, or the wife of the household, all of this dark energy, all of this pain, because there's this magic that's being done not just on the partner that they're sleeping with. I'm talking about the mistress, not just on the partner that they're sleeping with, but also over the husband or wife that is your parent or your great-grandparent, whoever this would be. So this Jezebel spirit comes in and creates stumbling blocks for, I'm feeling that this is a feminine that's usually attracted by the masculines on your father's side of the family that comes in and does dark magic over the wife to create a lot of stress and heartache and pain where she's always having to try and heal, okay? And this competitive energy where she's manipulating the masculine so that he never fully settles down. He's always that rolling stone, always looking for the next thrill and never finding it because he's carrying this baggage and he's not knowing why. Look at this. There's the Seven of Swords again at the bottom of the deck. So this is hovering on both the mother and father side of the family, coming in to steal love from your father's side of the family, commitment from your father's side of the family, stability, and healing so that they never heal, okay? What is the lovers in reverse? Because the lovers in reverse is like those toxic partnerships, those karmic connections, okay, that are always very unbalanced. What is the lovers in the reverse? Try to pick up the pace here because I always end up being very long-winded. But these, look at this. The lovers in the reverse is the lovers in the upright. So the lovers in the reverse, passionate thrills, sexually based connections, okay, that ultimately end up in the reverse. They never end up going anywhere. A spark that does not last. So the lovers also indicates having to choose between two. So in ending up in these third-party situations on your father's side of the family with women who use, okay, pay attention, a lot of sexual energy in order to captivate and to capture the masculine, okay, using her abilities in terms of darkness, dark magic, sex magic, okay, in order to draw him in, but it ends up turning out very chaotic with a lot of fighting, a lot of gossip. Okay, a lot of gossip, bad news that ends up coming in as a result of this and having to start all over again. The feminine who is of the household, the wife of the household is constantly having to put her heart back in her chest, constantly having to heal. And so the enemy ends up being able to almost kill two birds with one stone because using the Jezebel spirit through your father's side of the family ultimately affects your mother's side of the family because the father is underneath this hypnotic spell where he can't sit still in terms of being committed because he has this lustful energy that is so strongly within him that he's always being deceptive, always being sneaky, but always at the same time calling in this Jezebel spirit that ends up placing curses over the mother's side of the family out of jealousy, out of envy, not wanting this man to commit. And so she casts all of these spells over the mother's side in order to keep her in this energy of fear, pain, chaos, sleepless nights, and again, constantly trying to heal from this chaos, okay? So it's very obvious that this was being done, this particular curse on your father's side of the family was being done to stop love, true love and divine partnership from coming together and to keep your father's side in this very lustful energy so that he attracts to him Jezebel spirits or witches that are actually going to continue the curse by casting more dark magic over the mother's side of the family. So let me see. What was the curse meant to block? What was the curse meant to block, okay? Because, and then with that imprisonment card, remember the Five of Wands that we saw, because this is what we have here. These two cards are cutting the deck. Always ending up, if you're in this energy of always fighting and in chaos and drama, then yeah, ultimately you end up going to jail because there ends up being probably domestic violence within the home because if she's casting, if this witch, or this Jezebel spirit is casting dark magic over the household, over the connection itself, then she's sending out that energy to cause them to fight with each other, to cause conflict and chaos between one another. So they're constantly fighting, stressful nights, sleepless nights for the wife there, and this lustful energy, this insatiable appetite that the father ends up having where he's always out seeking the next thrill, and then just constant fighting. So that ends up sending people to jail, you know? And so let me see. In terms of what, look at this, the enemy was trying to block out marriage, commitment. The Hierophant deals with marriage and commitment. Okay, so let's see. What was the enemy attempting to block out with these curses? You all use your own intuitive wisdom in terms of what you should write down to release You write these things down that you want to release in terms of your ancestors on your mother's side and your father's side, and then you burn them, okay? I release all blockages concerning love. I release all blockages concerning financial abundance and stability. I release all blockages concerning commitment. So let's see. Look at this. What was the enemy trying to block? This card was in the reverse. The enemy was, the curses was to block out your father's side of the family from releasing themselves from this lustful, demonic energy that kept them chained, okay? This energy, yeah, to keep them from turning away and being optimistic about moving forward to the future. These curses was to keep them chained and bound. You see, these two people are naked, chained and bound to the energy of lust, this insatiable appetite. So the masculine here is that fire is there at the tail, burning the tail, keeping that lustful energy going in the masculine energy, chained and bound to the Jezebel spirit, which will feed that lustful appetite, that insatiable appetite, okay? So keeping him chained and bound to the Jezebel spirit, but the curse was meant to keep them from awakening to that, okay? What else is coming out in terms of what the curse was supposed to do? So once he awakened on your father's side of the family, they turn away from that. They turn their back away from that type of behavior, and they move forward in a more positive direction to create stability, because what comes after the three, yeah, look at this. I can't make this stuff up, y'all. To create stability, because I was about to say what comes after the three of wands is the four of wands, which deals with commitment, stability, creating a solid foundation, a household that's going to last, that's going to stand on a solid foundation. This is a husband and a wife getting married, celebrating this, having that victory, okay? Divine partnership coming together. That's what the enemy was trying to stop, okay? We have the ace of wands in the reverse. The enemy wanted to stop them by using this energy of keeping your father's side of the family always seeking a lustful, new, passionate, and exciting thrill, because this also stands for the male phallic, okay? And so that energy of always seeking that thrill, but it never goes anywhere. It always gets that right out. You know, as soon as they end up having this this passionate new beginning, it gets it goes nowhere, okay? And they end up right back to square one, seeking the next thrill. And so justice is here. Justice also deals with finding that balance, okay? Libra energy. Libra also deals with partnership, finding balance in your partnership, commitment. The justice system deals with the judicious and getting married, okay? And so this is what was being blocked on your father's side of the family, to stop divine unions from coming together, to keep your father's side of the family in this energy of constant lust and attracting witches and warlocks that will place dark magic over them and their partner, to keep them against one another, fighting against one another, and to keep someone that's within that marriage going out, seeking the next thrill and bringing third parties into the relationship, causing a lot of stress and chaos over the relationship, okay? So the enemy did not want this to come to an end with the death card here in the reverse. The enemy did not want this particular spell to come to an end. And so now you know what to say in terms of your father's side of the family, okay? Now, let's speak on your children. If you have children, their father's side of the family or their mother's side of the family. So if you are a male and you now know what's happening on your side between your mother and your father, what generational curse has been passed down, you know what to address on your side. So if you are a male, then I'm speaking on the parent of your children. If you are a female, I'm speaking on the father of your children. So your children's other side of the family, in terms of what curses was placed over their ancestors. Because, again, you might find that the father or the mother of your children may not be on the same spiritual path as you. They may not have the same understanding as you. And so they may not step in on the behalf of their ancestors or their children and the generations to come to break these curses, okay? Because they may still very much so be asleep. And so it's important for you to know these things. And if you have multiple children with multiple parents, then you want to say, pretty much do a general release. I release all blockages, all obstacles and blockages of the ancestors of my children in spirit and in flesh. I release, you can get detailed, you can still get detailed in, a, you know, assuming that some of the blockages will be dealing with love. Some of the blockages will be dealing with self-love, happiness, peace, financial stability, generational wealth, spiritual gifts. You can just assume that it, you know, just write it all out. Whatever comes to you intuitively, write it down. I release these things from my children's ancestors. I release all wounds because you know that they are, there are wounds. That is all, that's obvious. And you write that down and burn it, okay? And then you, you know, write on a candle those things that you desire to create now. As you are the generational curse breaker, what do you desire to create? So usually it will be the opposite of what was placed over the family through generational curses. So if lust was placed over the family through generational curses, then you replace that with love. I now create love for my ancestors of love and light for myself and for generations to come, okay? And then the same for your children's family. So let's just see. What are the generational curses over your children's family? Over your children's ancestors. What are the generational curses over your children's ancestors? That's too many. So we have here, I feel like this is love, premature, premature intimacy, like maybe on your on their side of the family, they might start having sex too soon. They might be, targeted by people that are older at a very young age, because pages deals with like children or teenagers, and so does the knights, a very youthful energy. So it's like premature sexual contact on your children's parents' side of the family, the other parent. What else? What are the generational curses? I'm even hearing molestation also, okay, on that side of the family. The fool is coming out in the reverse, so yeah, people making very foolish decisions, jumping too quickly into love on that side of the family, or not really love, but romantic connections that are, that don't pan out to be anything. The Seven of Wands and then the Ten of Swords. I'm hearing premature death on your children's parents' side of the family. From probably being too hasty, some of these things deal with the actual court system where they might have a lot of anger and aggression on your children's other parents' side of the family in terms of generational curses, where they are very hasty in terms of their actions, not thinking, but starting from a very young age, getting themselves involved in situations where they ultimately end up defenseless. They don't win in these situations. They end up losing, okay? They end up surrounding themselves with people who betray them, okay? I feel like on your children's father's side of the family, they end up running into issues with the judicial system a lot in terms of getting arrested, having to deal with so-called authority figures who misuse their power, who are very aggressive in their energy. They end up, the generational curse was to keep this type of energy over them, where these authority figures ultimately come after them in a very aggressive manner, wanting to keep them in this, you know, in the judicial system in terms of imprisonment. And also, they themselves, the parent, is very aggressive in their energy. They take very foolish and not very well thought out decisions, and ones that they end up regretting later, okay? and they end up in the Ten of Swords here. I'm also hearing a mental illness as well, where all of this aggressive energy, they misdirected. Because there's so many swords here, this deals with the mind. A lot of aggressive energy dealing with the mind here, and it gets them in trouble because they end up jumping too fast into situations that they're not ready for, and they ultimately end up hurting themselves and getting betrayed by the people that they offer themselves to, okay? And so the curse over your children's family is to constantly end up in this, in chaotic situations. So let me see. I'm going to clarify these. What is the Page of Swords? So the Page of Swords is the Four of Swords in reverse. There's another sword energy right there. I feel like the generational curse over the children of your of their other parent's side of the family is over the mind, over their mental state, okay? So that they make very foolish and hasty decisions that ultimately ends up placing them. It gives the judicial system a reason to wreak havoc in their life, okay? Or to even sometimes cause premature death, okay? Depending on the type of people that they are surrounding themselves with from a very early age, though. So they don't end up healing. There's no time, they don't take the time out to heal on your children's other parent's side of the family. So what is the Knight of Cups? Okay. So the Chariot came out in the reverse. No forward movement here. Never being able to move forward. So even when they do let their guard down and offer their love, it doesn't go anywhere. Very scattered in their energy, misdirected energy. Look, here's the judicial system right here, y'all. I told you they end up staying in trouble with the law. That is one of the, with the law, okay? Let's not make any mistakes here. We know that there's a true law, and then there's one that's based on a lot of wickedness. And so this is the enemy's agenda for your children's side of the family, the other parent, to stay in trouble with the judicial system where they're always aggressive. So that curse is working over the mental state, the children that's on that side of the family. And this is probably why I told you all when this came to me, when the thought of me actually looking into my children's father's side of the family or presenting this message for you all to do this and to break the generational curses, that's when my daughter woke up screaming to the top of her lungs. And so it's like an aggressiveness that is within their side of the family that causes them to misdirect that energy, to make very foolish and hasty decisions where they ultimately end up defenseless, okay? And some of them end up dying prematurely or getting stabbed in the back, betrayed by people that they end up offering their love to, being too hasty and misguided. And then they end up with these so-called authority figures who are very aggressive in their energy, looking for a reason to wreak havoc over their lives, and they end up going to prison, okay? Yeah, there's also an energy of a lot of sexual energy over that side of the family. Like I said, children or young teenagers who end up prematurely being introduced to sex at a young age because they're misguided and misdirected, okay? And so, yes, the enemy is working on the mental state of your children's other parent's side of the family. Let me see if anything else comes out. Okay, yes, because I need to pull to see what was this, what is this curse meant to prevent here? So let me see what this is. Okay, the Three of Pentacles, yes. Working against these children, or working against that side of the family to stop them from being able to take forward movement or to take action in order to heal here. I also feel, I also heard that there's this energy of wanting to work against the mother. So if you are a woman and you're seeking to understand what's happening on your children's father's side of the family, that curse is also meant to be directed towards the mother, so that if you ultimately wake up and heal, that whatever work you put in does not come to fruition. The goal is to increase this aggressiveness within these children. To increase the aggressiveness, to always work on and play on the mind of these children, okay? So let me see. I'm going to pull specifically for that. What is this generational curse supposed to block for the children, your children concerning that their father or their mother's side of the family? What was the generational curses for their ancestors here? So, yes, mental instability, aggressiveness, misguided. So what was the agenda? Look at this. Aggressiveness. I told you, aggressiveness. And then we have the Wheel of Fortune here, okay? So this cycle, they did not want this cycle of aggressiveness to come to an end, okay? They want them constantly in battle and in conflict so that they can, you know, in this energy, you stay in trouble. In this energy, you stay in trouble because you're always fighting, okay? Let's see. For your children's other parents' side of the family, what was the agenda of these curses? Yeah, to keep them, they're always making hasty decisions when it comes to love as well, when it comes to partnerships or people that they end up joining together with. It's never planned out. It's always just a hasty decision, and it ultimately causes them to be in this codependent energy as well. They end up very codependent. So I feel like as a child, they're very misguided and misdirected on that side of the family. So the curses to cause them to be emotionally off balance, mentally very aggressive. So they're always seeking love, seeking a way to balance that out by making hasty decisions that cause them to attract other people where the relationship never pans out and they end up feeling codependent on the wrong type of people, never being able to create stability for themselves, okay? What was the agenda of the curse? Look at this. The agenda of the curse was to prevent them from coming out of this energy. This Five of Wands keeps coming out, okay? The agenda of the curse was to keep them from coming out of this energy and from releasing themselves from that aggressiveness. The Ten of Pentacles is here. Right behind that, we have the Seven of Swords. So the Seven of Swords is the agenda of the curse was to keep them from realizing where the deception was coming from in order to create the stability. Because after the Nine of Pentacles, you have the Ten of Pentacles. So that means generally this is being single and independent, and you meet your partner who has that other pentacle that helps you to create the Ten of Pentacles, okay? But this is in the reverse. And so you're never able to meet your divine partner because they're being too hasty, jumping in relationships with the wrong types of people, okay, creating soul ties with the wrong types of people. And so they never end up coming out of this energy of codependency and poverty. And so that creates that aggressive energy because you feel insecure about yourself. And so the curse was to keep people asleep, to keep you from unveiling or seeing through the veil. Let me pull one more card, and then, we're already in an hour. I'm going to pull for advice from another deck, yeah, to keep them insecure, okay, to keep them insecure and from not realizing their full potential, not being able to disconnect themselves from unbalanced situation. So they always feel codependent on other people who are not good for them. Ultimately, that's what happens. And so for your children, you want to be very specific in terms of I release all codependent energy off of the ancestors of my children. I release all emotional strongholds, mental strongholds off of the ancestors of my children's family. I release all aggressiveness, all anger off of the ancestors of my children's family. I release all strongholds of the judicial system. I release all imprisonment. I break all chains of imprisonment off of the ancestors of my children's family so that your child, you might be wondering, because if that's generational, then that means that you have children right now who are likely, some of them you can't explain why they're always so aggressive or always so angry or always just so having outbursts, emotional outbursts. It's because the curse has been placed over their other parents' lineage has been to keep that energy, mental instability, and aggressiveness over them, okay? So it's your position to break that now that you are aware of it. So let me just pull for some advice very quickly, and then I'm going to close out, y'all. What advice can I give to you all at this time? This will take a while to upload, so I'm hoping that this video will get to you all by maybe late on 12/21, late, 12/21. So what you have here is embrace the flow of life. Stay balanced, y'all. And this is actually, look at this. This is the full moon in Gemini. We are coming up on this is the full moon in Gemini. I'm doing this on the night of the full moon in Gemini. Okay, so embrace the flow of life. Stay balanced. Create emotional stability, okay? What do you need to release? You see that down there. What do you need to release? So do those releasing, writing down and burning to release those things off of your ancestors. So now you know what you need to release. And then we have here deception and envy. So this is also something that you want to release off of your family, those who are envious of your of you healing and seeing yourself, releasing all of that energy. Destroying all of that energy from your existence, from your children's existence, because these are people that will be given like that evil eye energy, wearing masks, okay? And that's also the same thing as the Seven of Swords that kept coming out, which would be that energy of deception. And so these are the people who are constantly watching to see what is the next move, what are you going to do next, and how can I create stumbling blocks? But we know that our power is much more powerful than any lower level entity that someone else can go and conjure up. And so because we receive our power from the Most High God, we receive our authority to co-create from the Most High God, there's no level entity that can touch that, okay? And so these people are constantly looking for ways to send stumbling blocks towards you and your children, but it won't work because we have stepped into our power and in our knowing, when you know who you are and whose you are, this type of energy, everything that they send out, it goes right back to them. But see, me personally, I don't do no reversals. I don't do no back to sender. What I do is when I unveil the hand, when I take that mask off of my enemy, I say I release all strongholds that particular person has tried to set or all obstacles that person has tried to set within my existence and my children's existence, and I say to the Most High, I'm going to leave it up to you to establish the true righteous judgment over the head of that person, because if I send it back to them, that could be a far less sentence. That's just like you sending it back and giving them a two-year sentence when the Most High said, okay, if you step out of the way and let me handle this, I'm going to give them a triple life sentence, or I just might decide to take their lives, depending on how much they put in, how much work they put in to try to conjure up demons against you. Because only the Most High knows how far these people have been willing to go to create stumbling blocks for you and your ancestors and your generations to come. Only the Most High is aware of these people's actions, okay? And so you allow him to exact the righteous judgment because he's going to make sure he takes care of it, okay? Far greater than anything that you can do in terms of sending something back or definitely not going to somebody and saying, well, go do this to this and that person, because you create a karmic energy for yourself and over the heads of your children by matching darkness with darkness. We don't match darkness with darkness. We overpower it with light, okay? So let me pull one more card, and I'm going to close out, y'all. Sacral chakra, okay? So working on releasing all the Jezebel spirit. I release the Jezebel spirit from the ancestors of my mother, because we saw that was over the father's side, over your father's side specifically, but even on your mother's side of the family, the Jezebel spirit was able to attach itself because the dark magic was being sent to the mother through those witches that was being attracted or those warlocks that was being attracted through the lust of those people in your father's side of the family, okay? And so releasing and burning the Jezebel spirit, okay, from your ancestors, your from you yourself and from your children, okay? So that's what I got for y'all. I love you all. Let's come together. Use the power that has been placed within you. This is our time now to take our power back and to establish balance and righteous judgment and to set our ancestors free, to break these generational curses and to create the kingdom, first within and then without. But it has to start with us. So go ahead and do what you got to do as a generational curse breaker. I love you all. If you desire a private reading from me, just email me. I am not as booked as y'all think I am, but I will do up to maybe 4 readings a day, and I don't go any further than that because that could be a lot. And so email me if you want a private reading. My prices are very reasonable. I love you all, and I'll talk to you all next time. Hello to everyone. Thank you all for joining me at this time. My name is Shavi Vane. And I'm coming on to have a discussion with you all in regards to a particular subject that trying to find my lighter, y'all, but I don't even see it. Okay. In regards to a particular subject that came to mind, you know, today I was in the car driving with my children. Some of you all may know I have 6 children, and all of them are between the ages of, you know, the oldest is 9, the youngest is 2. And so, you know, I was just thinking to myself, you know, I want to start giving my children very vital lessons at this point in their life, you know, while they're still readily absorbing things, you know, between the ages of 1 and 7 years old. That's when you're the most impressionable, okay? And so many of my children are within that age group. And so I thought, if I could go back to my childhood and tell myself something, what would I have said to myself? And it just came to me, and I was like, I told my children, I said, because you're so young and you all have such a great imagination, I said, think about the type of thing that you might want to do that you can see yourself doing for the rest of your life, and think about it every single day. You know, picture it, do things. I gave them an example. I said, if you see yourself making beautiful dresses, beautiful princess dresses for people, think about that daily. Do something like drawing those princess dresses or doing something to use your imagination to create that. And, you know, really put emphasis and focus on that, okay? Obviously, I said it to them in a way where it will be understood for young children, but I thought that that was very important, and that's one thing that we tend to miss in our childhood. Once you become an adult, many of us have gone through tragic events. Not everyone has dealt with that, but many of us have gone through tragic events from childhood all the way into adulthood. So by the time you become an adult, you, first of all, your inner child has been tucked away somewhere, okay? You don't even have that playful nature that you once had or that creative imagination that you once had because you still have yet to do the work to heal your inner child wounds. Not saying that that's the case for you all, but it's the case for many because you have to really go deep beneath the surface to get to those wounds in order to heal the inner child and to be able to move forward. But once the inner child is healed, then that means that you have a very creative imagination that you need to take advantage of and begin using, okay? Where attention goes, energy flows. Many of you have already heard that. And so, you know, one thing that I wanted to discuss with you all is in regards to your fears. What are your fears right now? How are those fears obstructing your path and what you can do in order to release yourself from those fears and have forward movement and progress in your life? And so, you know, do not allow your progress to become obstructed by the paralysis of analysis from the energy of fear. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. Do not allow your progress to become obstructed by the paralysis of analysis through fear. So what do I mean by that? When you're overly focused in on something, there's a polarity to everything. you can be focused in on something to a degree where you're putting all that love and energy in it. You're putting in passion, you're putting in love, and you're giving it that energy in terms of creating the vision, okay? So every day that you wake up and every night that you go to bed and all throughout the day, you're imagining and you're creating what you desire to become and those things that you desire to attract into your life. That's on the high vibrational end of things. On the low vibrational end of things, you can be so overly analytical, but coming from a space of negative energy, coming from a space of fear, you might be so focused in on, let me give you an example. You know, you might be the type of person, let's say you like to watch TV shows like Maury and Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives and things like that. And in your own mind, you might think that you're gaining some free information on, you know, the players. So like you're learning about the nature of the players. And in your mind, you're saying, I would never go for a man like that. I do not want that type of man in my life. I am not about to allow myself to get into that type of relationship. And all it's doing is reawakening those situations that you came out of in the past. You might have attracted to you those types of men in the past. Well, what's happening is you're so overly focused on analyzing the negative aspects of what you don't want that you actually end up creating exactly what you don't want. Why? Because where attention goes, energy flows. So even if you're doing it from a space where you're not completely conscious of what's happening, you're still creating something for yourself. And so this is why it's so important to recognize that you know, your thoughts create things. And whether you're doing it consciously or unconsciously, they're still creating things, okay? So when you come into the space of awakening, you begin to realize, well, why not create consciously, okay? If it's going to create something anyway, then you need to be putting your thoughts in a direction towards those things that you actually want to happen versus what you don't want to happen. Because there's no separation in terms of, okay, if you say, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want cake, I don't want cake, I don't want cake, well, you're going to end up with a big-ass cake sitting at your door eventually, okay? So then it's like, all right, say what you do want. Focus in on what you do want versus what you don't want. You can especially, okay, let's see. I want to get right into this. I pulled out multiple cards. We're going to start discussing your fears, okay? So I'm starting off here by seeing that a large part of your fears is coming into union with yourself. With this card, and I'll let you all see it. I don't really want to pull too many of these up because I haven't laid out in a specific way, but this is a card of integration, balancing out the yin and the yang, the masculine and feminine energies within yourself. Now, this integration, it takes work because a lot of times you'll find that either you're leaning too far into your masculine energy or too far into your feminine energy. You can be too driven by your emotions or too driven by a more analytical perspective of life, spirituality versus practicality, needing to bring balance and to merge both, okay? That can be a scary thing because on both ends, there's sacrifices that will have to be made. Meaning, in terms of your spirituality, you might find that you have to leave certain traditional belief systems in order to take that path that's going to allow you to really evolve and see life from a higher perspective. Because maybe, you know, not saying that being in church is not beneficial to some, because I was the person that went to church for many years of my life. I would say that it might have set a piece of the foundation in terms of what faith is. I'm not going to say it set the whole foundation because really it was a very unstable foundation in terms of my faith that I was that I had being in the church setting, okay? Because a lot of what kept me there was surrounded by fear. And so this is what we're talking about. So if we're talking about your spiritual aspect, which is more leaning on your feminine side, okay, your feminine energy, because we all have masculine and feminine energy, then you might fear walking away from certain belief systems or what other people might think if you take this road, if you take this path. Then on the other end, leaning into your masculine energy, the more practical side of things, you might fear, well, I have this gift, I have this talent, I have this strong passion for this particular thing, person, place, or thing, but what will people think if I take such a drastic leap to leave this career path and to start something new, or to leave this person that I've been with that I know is toxic and karmic to me, but my family likes them, you know, or it's more practical, you know, it's more stable financially, but my heart is over here. Or, you know, just anything, leaving a state you might have grown up in for your entire life and all of your family is there, nobody has ever left, they were born there and they died there for generations, like, but you just want to do something different. That's the more practical side of things. So it can be scary when you have to integrate, because you're actually going to have to take the first step towards these things. And that first step is probably the hardest step to take, because that means stepping outside of the boundaries and parameters that have been established for you by your own thoughts, by the people that you're around, and by society's influence on you. So that integration, balancing out your feminine and masculine energy, it takes work, it takes consistency, and it takes dedication. But it can be done, okay? Then there's another fear of, well, will you reap the harvest? You know, will you reap the harvest? And I feel like that's largely also dealing with, because that card says ripeness, I feel like it's largely dealing with the amount of time that it might take. Are you able to dedicate yourself to the amount of time? So you might even have a fear of losing time, not having enough time to go after and to pursue those things that you desire. And so you end up receding from that and staying and keeping yourself stuck in a position that's not it's not pleasing to you, but it's convenient for you because you feel that time is of the essence. And right now I have to be focused in on getting this mortgage paid off within 10 years. And so I'm going to have to stay at this job for at least another 9 years in order to make this happen, because if I was to leave and to pursue that thing that I really desire to do, how long is it really going to take for me to actually be able to accumulate what I'm making or more? Then you become more focused, overly analytical. Like I told you, do not allow your progress to become obstructed by the analysis. Do not allow your progress to become obstructed. I had to write this down, y'all, because